is on.
The three best friends you never knew you had. Running through the most viral stories of the day.
The news junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
It's the news junkie for a Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. Lots to get to today. From an update on the missing woman in, I put Venezuela here, it's Costa Rica, Sean, to college kids try something called the Oreo Run, and people with facial scars are fighting back. Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello, C-Lane.
How we doing?
I need to get my brain scanned. Something has gone wrong.
I know why you did that, though. She's Venezuelan.
Was she a Venezuelan woman?
Yes.
I must have looked at the headline. I was flipping through. That is not right. As I'm reading it, I'm going, Sean, you screwed something up. Between that and the idea that I can't log into my own account anymore, something's happened here.
There's a lot going on, though. Because if you're thinking about 12 different things, then the sentences that come out could be anything.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden it gets all garbled up in the world. We got so many things to talk about today. Of course, we inch closer and closer to some big events at the end of the year for the show. That being the bike drive that is this Friday. C-Lane, are you ready to put together hundreds and hundreds of bicycles?
Am I ready to
assemble those bicycles?
Many bicycles?
Take those bicycles and put a wrench to them and get them ready for the kids?
Yeah.
Sure.
Jack texted me. I guess he's purchased a bike.
He is, and he just came up. He came up with an idea right in front of me.
Yeah.
And then, kind of buried himself a little bit. But he's like, I think you and C-Lane should race each other and how quickly you can build a bike. And that means I have to get a second bike.
End up costing yourself more money when you come up with a bit like that.
Well, I mean,
for a good cause.
I guess he would only have to get a second one if we want the playing field to be leveled by having the same bike. But in years past, there's been more than one unassembled bike delivered.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be such a great event, and so many people are reaching out about this. Get your kids' bikes before Friday or even on Friday and just swing by. We just learned the DeWitt Law Firm has decided to make the nice but probably financially damaging decision to match your bike donations for an entire hour during the show. So that is going to get us up there. I know the 200 are working on some stuff. Who knows, man? It's going to be an absolutely fantastic day. And it's one of those days, goodwill, good cheer, people are happy, everybody's getting karma points. We're doing the right thing. So that'll be Friday at Ace Cafe. And Ace Cafe, we got to thank them because sometimes we throw stuff at them last minute. And we're like, wait, we didn't talk to the venue about this?
Surprise.
A couple of weeks ago, we're internally talking. We did lock this down with Ace Cafe, right? But they love working with the show. So they make stuff happen for us, and they've been nice about this. This Friday, we'll be right there at Ace Cafe, downtown Orlando, to make things happen. I don't know if you guys saw, but we got a brand new coworker here at iHeartMedia.
Who?
We got ourselves a brand new coworker, and he...
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight.
Doing a podcast. Mr. Ron Burgundy himself. I don't know exactly what's happening with this, but I saw this yesterday and I go, wait, is this real?
Oh, it is 100% real, and it is Ron Burgundy himself.
That means that Will Ferrell can just stick in character for the longest of long time.
Will Ferrell is not to be mentioned.
Yeah, are they not? See, that's what I was confused by. Like, they're really pushing Ron Burgundy. Like, the press release said Ron Burgundy is starting a podcast. I don't even know if it mentioned Will Ferrell in the release.
Should I have read that
email? No. I mean, look, let's throw the names out there. This is star power. We officially work at the same company as Will Ferrell right now.
Oh, my God. I'm two for two. Will Ferrell, but I really mean Ron Burgundy. Mm-hmm. And make sure you edit this out.
Yeah,
in there.
Don't send this over to
him. And Ryan Seacrest. Give me one more, and this will be the lottery of radio personalities.
Ron Burgundy is coming back in podcast form. And they said they're doing 12 episodes that are going to drop on the iHeartRadio podcast network.
iHeartBurgundy.
Which should be pretty interesting to see that happen. There's a lot of these like specialty sort of one-off and different celebrity podcasts that people are putting together. And that should be an interesting one.
Oh, I think it's going to be so funny. But just what the format's going to be, is it Ron Burgundy just talking the way that he talks? Or is he giving you the news? Or is he doing interviews? I mean, I am a little bit nervous, but very curious.
He says he's angry right now because he lost his White House press credentials.
Oh.
And he was trying to comment with Don Lemon from CNN, Lemon Squeezy McNeezy, or whatever that idiot said during the interview with him. He's trying to talk to him. and get some attention. And that was went really weird, the back and forth that they had on social media. So that's coming soon from iHeartRadio. You know what? That was one where they go, hey, can you plug this? And I'm like, yeah, I will. I will, because it's interesting. I think people would want to check this out, at least for looky-loo purposes,
looky-loo,
once or twice. So to that woman who I almost mistakenly said was in Venezuela, she's this woman from Florida, 36-year-old Carla Stefaniak, and it was an interesting mystery that was unfolding in front of our very eyes and your ears yesterday on the show. This woman is 36 years old, full of life. She goes with her friends to Costa Rica. She stays in an Airbnb, and she starts mentioning to her friends that there was maybe something weird about the Airbnb. Number one, the power kept shutting off, but there's something that just wasn't right about this place. And the Airbnb in Costa Rica where she stayed said, yeah, we haven't seen her either. She hailed an Uber and buzzed out of here to go to the airport, and we never saw her again. And so he said, wow, man, what's happening here? Who knows what? And then we immediately said, if they did have an Uber that arrived at the house, there's 100% a record of that. There's 100% a record that vehicle showed up there.
Oh, for sure.
And then we could see where that vehicle went upon arrival, unless it's like some bootleg thing that wasn't an actual Uber employee. But they said no, that wasn't the case. So all of a sudden now the fingers point back on the Airbnb people, and they were looking around all over the place. Now we have an update on the story. Listen to this.
It's been exactly 1 week since the family of a Florida tourist named was Carla Stefaniak heard from her. She went missing on a trip in Costa Rica. Now police there are working to identify a body that was found near a rental home where she had stayed. She went to Costa Rica to celebrate her birthday. Manuel Bohorquez is in Key Biscayne, Florida. That's near Stefaniak's home. Manuel, good morning.
Yeah, they said they found a body less than 200 feet away from the Airbnb where she had been staying. They were searching the area with specialized dogs. Now, they haven't confirmed the body is hers, but that's probably just like a public thing. They don't want to say that yet until they inform the family and get everybody out there. At a press conference yesterday, they said biological fluids consistent with blood were discovered inside the house. The blood has been sent to labs for testing. This is starting more and more to look like some sort of nightmare.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, because they were the first people, or, you know, that they had contacted. It was the last place that she was at.
Uh-huh.
They immediately said no.
Yep.
But now it is clear that they had something to do with it.
It looks like it.
I'm wondering if it was foul play, or if it was an accident and they got scared, or if this was like serial killer Airbnb. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the big fear. Airbnb hates stories like this, obviously. Because it's just like Uber. You remember when Uber started, the cab companies were all ganging up on Uber, and they go, this is dangerous.
Right.
And then you think about it, you go, is this really any more dangerous than just taking a cab? And it seemed like a stupid argument.
It's not. It is a stupid argument, but...
But this might be different.
This is different, but it's the same reason to hate that Uber was upset with their bad press, and understandably so, because now there is a brand name attached to this.
Yeah.
They're not saying, she was kidnapped from a vacation rental.
Uh-huh.
It's an Airbnb.
Yeah, the company is directly tied to it.
Every time there's a bad egg Uber driver, and like you can't, prevent all of this worldwide.
It's impossible.
When you're a worldwide kind, you know, there's over in India, some Uber driver sexually assaults a passenger. They're not going to say taxi. They're not going to say cab or something generic. It's always going to say Uber.
That's exactly right. Where they wouldn't do that, you're right. If it was a cab and it was here in Orlando, they probably wouldn't say Mears.
No.
They'd probably just say a cab driver.
Because if this story got bigger, nobody in New York wouldn't necessarily know what Mears Transportation is.
So you have Airbnb's name attached to this now, and you've got, hey, is this an unsafe thing for people to be renting these? Keep in mind, Sabrina just rented an Airbnb like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Everybody who's doing this every single day is, in general, having a good experience.
Oh, 100%. And the app has always been really good about verifying their users. I mean, I had to go through a very, not intense, but there was
like
several
a background?
Steps, yes, to the verification. And then you'll see like the top dogs for Airbnb, if they're super Airbnb hosts and have all that information,
yeah,
and the reviews. It's just insane to me that we don't know more than this.
Yeah. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to look back at the history of this Airbnb listing. And they're going to go, hey, was there anybody else that said there was some sort of creepy interaction with the owner of the place?
Yeah, I'm going to leave 2 stars because you murdered me.
Yeah, I mean, really, was anybody else like, hey, I felt uncomfortable? Were there any signs leading to this? Is going to be the biggest question. I mean, we still got questions about what happened here to answer first. Let's see if they say anything else.
Good morning. There is still no official confirmation the body found in Costa Rica is that of Stefaniak. Identification is expected later today. But even before Monday's discovery, her relatives told us they suspected foul play at the last place she was apparently seen alive.
Oh, boy.
Carla Stefaniak's father spoke of his family's heartbreak before the announcement of a grim discovery.
Oh, this poor guy.
Her mom is absolutely devastated. She can't speak.
Yeah, so they haven't confirmed it yet, but it really looks, if you're just a betting person here, like this may be her body right next to this Airbnb. So the story continues to unfold, and we'll watch that one, of course. Hey, your data is just everywhere. I could start the show with that every single day. We just had Marriott with a massive hacking thing where they got all kinds of information.
Yeah.
And now Quora, the website, the social media website where you ask questions, 100 million users' data has been hacked.
Damn.
It's so bad now, and there's been so many of these big leaks that the average person's data, like your name, your address, your personal information, your age, all that stuff, is only worth like 20 cents, 30 cents maybe, and it's plummeting because it's out there and so easy to access because of so many hacks that have gone down. So if you use the website Quora and had an account, which is me, 100 million users, me included in that group, have been compromised as part of a malicious hack.
I mean, at this point, they're just making files of everybody.
Yeah.
Because we statistically have at least 2 or 3 instances in which we've been hacked or our data has been released.
You have to be pretty far off the grid right now to not have your data out there somewhere.
Getting jealous of those tribes over there.
Oh, yeah, they've got no MySpace, Facebook, or Quora accounts. They're in the clear on this. If they did, have you been pwned? They're okay. We are not out here in the real world. And 100 million users. And they showed the CEO of Quora walking down the sidewalk yesterday as they were announcing this. And he had the most miserable look on his face. Like he'd been through some meetings and people have told him, this is going to cost you. The company is going to have some problems because of this. And cameras all up in his face. It's just the latest. Just know now at this point, your information is out there in so many ways. We got a lot to get to today. When we come back, the dark side of online influencers. This is a bizarre story. You've got to hear the details, and they're coming up next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Confirming all reports
and some of your biggest fears.
You're listening to the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
You know, of everybody, I think Sabrina is going to get the most peeved about this story. When I saw this, I was like, oh my God, it's a snapshot of 2018. And I go, she's going to take this in a different way than some other folks. There's so many influencers out there.
Of course.
And they're on all the different social media platforms, as you could imagine.
And Instagram, Twitter, y'all see that?
They make tons of money. They really do. They make a bunch of money. A different level. Some of them just make insane cash because they have such big audiences. We talk about people like Kim Kardashian or something. What'd she have? Like a couple hundred million followers on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
She's got a lot.
She's top 10, I'm pretty sure.
But everybody can make cash over there, I guess, because right now there is an influencer who is earning about $650 per sponsored post and has gotten about $10,000 worth of free stuff from these sponsored posts, only has 15,000 followers. Only has 15,000 followers and is making up to $650 for each post.
How are they doing that, Sean?
That person is a one-year-old baby. There is a one-year-old Instagram influencer.
That's great. I'm super happy for that baby.
What? I've never been mad at a baby in my life. I'm kind of mad at this baby. One-year-old Instagram influencer That is making $650 per sponsored post online. And obviously, it's from the mother, the family of this child. There's a 28-year-old who started the account when her baby was just 7 days old. So really, an influencer since day seven. Just all the way through this child's life so far.
I know what to do now.
They said, this woman, tell me this is not too far. This woman has banned family members from sharing photos of her daughter because all of the content is to go on the Instagram account, which is making money for the one-year-old influencer. What are we supposed to do here?
I mean, it's the hustle.
Yeah, and even at one.
So they have to sign an NDA before starting Thanksgiving?
Well, that's what it sounds like. They banned them. And she says, I've worked really hard to achieve what we achieved, and everything I do is for Ralphie and his future. Christ. If a photo of him in a tracksuit with snot running down his face and his hair is messy, gets put on social media, that's not representative of the brands we are representing, says mom. Then now we got stage moms at 1 year old. 1 year old stage moms.
Well, you know, it's the hustle. I am inspired to have a baby solely to get them on Instagram.
Monetize. What you should do, Sabrina, is just like, oh, what's his name, Celia? The guy who did the greatest movie ever sold?
Morgan Spurlock.
Morgan Spurlock. He did a documentary.
I kept wanting to say Freeman.
He did a documentary about product placement, and they called it The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, and he had everything sponsored. You could have a baby that was just sponsored in every way possible.
I will sponsor the whole process. Like, this is a story about me. Just a girl looking to make some cash.
Uh-huh.
But also influence everybody who is sitting on their asses scrolling through their phone. So you might be wondering, what am I going to do? I'll tell you, I'm having a baby.
Bam!
Want to sponsor my uterus? Just $500 for the first month.
That's not bad. You could do this so, like, you could sponsor the crowning. You could sponsor the afterbirth is sponsored.
It took me a second because I was like, why are we going to put a crown on that? Oh, he's talking about the exit.
If somebody is having a baby, we had somebody yesterday who dispatched in and they said, look, I'm on my way to have a baby right now. If somebody's having a baby, I will sponsor the afterbirth.
All right. The crowning's happening. Crowning's coming out of the Smith family security vagina.
I hate Safe Touch.
If you had advertisements throughout you filmed the birth. And everything was sponsored. Just like, have you ever seen the old late night shows, Johnny Carson and stuff? Johnny Carson would
I wasn't
have,
alive then.
Well, I mean, reruns, obviously. Yeah. Or like Dick Cavett or something. They'd be sitting on the couch or on the desk or at their desk there, and they'd be talking to somebody, and they'd stop the interview, and they'd go, hang on just 1 second. I want to tell you about Folgers Coffee.
See, but I like that, though. I mean, to not digress too much, I think we should go back to those type of commercials.
I like them better. Yeah, it's less evasive. It's less intense than when you go to an actual commercial break.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we'll be doing momentarily.
How does this person with just 15,000 followers, what did they do? Because there had to have been like a serious planning process. You don't see that kind of money with 15,000 followers.
No, that's not a lot. She says, it sounds awful referring to my child as a brand because he's a human and a child, but essentially, the name that we have created is a business. And that's what I'm trying to say to people when they bash me. This is a business. It's no different than me leaving the house at 7 a.m. and coming back at 7 p.m. And I'm all about the hustle. I get it. You know, go out there and make your money. But
she is dilated to so many centimeters, and that's the magic number for free Whoppers.
I think a sponsored birth would be really exciting. And all here are all these people. If you Google, you know, birth, live birth, on YouTube,
who made $0.
Yeah, there's that lady who's out there in the riverbank, and she's like ankle deep in water, and the kid just falls out. No money made. Well, maybe some money off the ads that are running before it, but you got to get those sponsorships going.
And then you're sweating and you know, bleeding, God knows what else. And it's like, make sure to subscribe below.
Click the like button, subscribe below, and hit the bell so you get alerts when I post videos.
Congratulations, Ralphie. Don't let it all go to your head.
God almighty. 1 year old, an Instagram influencer already.
Instagland.
And this is going to make you more mad, but we might as well just put it all together.
Why are you doing this to me, man? I woke up in a pretty good mood today.
I'm not trying to take you away from that mood. What I'm trying to say is, if we did that story, we might as well get this one out of the way now.
Okay.
So you get them all done with. The top of the highest paid YouTube stars list in 2018 is an 8-year-old boy named Ryan, who has Ryan's Toys Review. His channel has 26 billion views. They've got 17.3 million followers. He made $22 million on his YouTube channel in 2018 alone. $22 million, this little kid. And it's just like him and his family having fun like this. There they are.
I wish mommy and daddy could play with us too.
Oh my God.
I have an idea. Let's play Follow the Leader Challenge. Let's go. Mommy and Daddy, are you ready to play Follow the Leader with Little Tykes Toys?
Oh God.
This one.
All right, lead the way. I'll follow you, Ryan.
You know what's weird? They even got him doing the commercials because he just said, do you want to play Follow the Leader with Little Tykes Toys? The video is sponsored by Little Tykes Toys.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, every line that we just heard was scripted.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know, Dad. Would you like to go now?
The little kid.
Let's get in my Rolls Royce.
And his mom. And the kid, he's living a weird life. It's like almost a Macaulay Culkin-esque life. This kid is living a weird life. He has every toy you could ever think of because he gets paid to show off the toys on his YouTube channel.
Oh my gosh, that's the life.
And there I was with my siblings trying to make toys out of sticks.
Yeah, man, I don't get it. I wish I had it. Maybe I'm just jealous. I'm jealous.
Have another baby.
I'm jealous of an 8-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I don't want to go that route. I'm just going to sit here and be a little bit jealous about your $22 million, Ryan. Good for you, though, man. That family's making it happen. Here is Dinkers with a dispatch sent through the News Junkie app.
Hello, News Junkies.
Hey.
C-Lane, Sabrina, Sean.
Yeah.
What's going on? I thought Ryan would be better that way.
All right.
Sean, I want to actually thank you because you came in and watched my video podcast for a moment.
I did?
And I Starboy fanned out. I felt so proud. I want to thank you.
Are you sure I did?
Thank you for making me popular with my friends who don't like me.
That was a weird dispatch.
Just take it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I definitely did, Dinkers. It was awesome. You did such a great job.
Remember that time?
We'll move on to Ginger.
Hey, News Junkies. Yesterday, you were talking about Christmas presents. And when I was growing up, we grew up really, really poor, much like I'm sure a lot of people did, but I remember my mom was a single mom. It was me and my older brother. I remember she sat us down at the dinner table Christmas Eve and was like crying. She was like, I just want you to know that Christmas is going to be a little thin this year.
Aww.
And then she's just bawling and she's like, I want you to know that I love you.
That's so sad.
And that I care about you and that what you get.
Is this a rope-a-dope?
Is from the heart. She goes, it's all I could have.
Wait a second. If it's a rope-a-dope and mom pretended like there was going to be no Christmas and cried and then flipped it on him, that's too far.
It's mean.
That's taking the emotions and utilizing them in a almost a warfare like way.
Maybe it's a test. Like mom wants to see, are you going to be really sad about it, or are you going to be like, it's okay, mom, we're together and I love you.
Let's see where she goes. Maybe it goes another direction. What? Maybe it's just miserable.
It's okay, like we've been poor for a long time. It's totally fine. And then we woke up Christmas morning. I would just cry about it. And some person, we never found out who it was, dropped a large box of gift cards and toys for me and my brother. And my mom just spent all Christmas crying.
Oh, you're crying.
And we didn't play with anything. We literally just, I was probably 8. My brother was 10. And it was the Christmas miracle. We never found out who dropped it off. Wow. It's crazy.
Hmm.
All right. I hope a Christmas miracle happens for everyone.
Oh, man. You're killing me here.
You're getting me in the field, girl.
Thank you, Ginger. Ryan doesn't have to deal with that, does he? Ryan. No. Ryan's making $22 million on his YouTube channel. He's got all the toys.
Ryan could do that for, like, what, 200 families?
Yes, if he wanted to.
Even the toys he doesn't even use anymore.
Ryan, who are you helping out, really? Are you just hoarding all these toys?
He hasn't even grown a pube yet.
He's not even close. He's 8.
Oh, my God. That is infuriating. I'm going to have to go run a lap.
He hasn't grown a pube, but I think he has a whole section of toys that already have pubes.
Right, probably. Let's go over to Mumbles.
Sean, holy Toledo pole, girl. She's turning it up. Is there going to be a Toledo Pole t-shirt?
No. Everybody's no. weird today. Awesome.
I'm just going to...
77. You're on fire, girl.
Leave her alone.
I'm just going to pick a light post or some sort of pole at the party and just name it the Adamas Toledo Pole.
Just dress it up a little bit. The most famous traffic lady in the world on this very show.
She still has no idea.
And we're back in
She's
just a moment.
She's about to.
Stay put. Yeah, yeah. Don't leave it there. Leave it there.
Hey.
Leave it there. Back in just, you know what? You've already ruined it, I think.
No, I haven't.
No, you didn't give. C-Lane is
What's
bad
this?
With secrets now, all of a sudden.
You guys, secrets amongst yourselves?
No, because... it's what we talked about yesterday.
Oh,
see, that's making it worse.
I'm not making it worse.
That, you're making it worse.
You said more than I've said.
All right, let's just say it. Sean and C-Lane will be making out at the Just Okay Holiday Party.
No, we can't do that this year.
Second year in a row.
No.
I don't know why that. Like, there's always a, hey, fill time. C-Lane and Sean make out. What?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
And then I run around the stage calling you guys gay.
Yeah.
And fall down.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, this year, you're going to be steady on the stage. That stage last year was slick as can be. That thing was just ripe for somebody falling on that thing. But, yeah, we have lots of surprises for you coming up at the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. In fact, I was at the bar last night, and some guy is sitting across the bar. And when he goes to leave, he's like, News Junkie! And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, can't wait for the holiday party. And then, boom, just out of there.
Bye.
All right, that was a great interaction. I don't have to do any work there. It's going to be great. Everybody who's pumped up, you won't be let down. Trust me on that. We got so many surprises, fun twists and turns, and different things that you wouldn't expect. Moses' ice luge, he's getting it ready right now. I just had to send him over some designs, some graphics, so he could incorporate in there. I don't even know. I think the people do that stuff with like a big chainsaw or something.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure.
That's going to be out there. You're going to have the Yin-Yang twins. Carlos, when he was walking off after the monsters, was like, you guys got the Yin-Yang twins?
Bitch, yeah.
And yes, they're going to be there. We got Sean Nelson of Harvey Danger who'll be performing. We've got the Jenna Torchers. We got Savvy's Little Helpers. We got the Young Tapes. We've got the Yelves, a Christmas Originals band. We got it all. And it's going to be on fire downtown Orlando next Saturday. Next Saturday, December 15th, 2018. Get your tickets now at justokparty.com. We're back in a second. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Toll free, 888-978-1041. It's not like we've been doing this for 10 years. Write it down. Radio.
Radio. Radio. Radio. Preparing you
for the impending robot uprising.
This is the News Junkie.
You know, I don't know if this happened to you two, but I'm getting people, and I'm starting to feel pretty bad about it. Like, people that I know fairly well that are approaching me and going, hey, man, you know, I know you said, like, on air, you said that all the VIP tickets are sold out to the Just Okay Holiday Party, but, you know, like, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you got a couple you could dig up for me. It's like,
no.
Unfortunately, I can't do that. And I'm sure there are people selling them like on secondary markets right now and just bringing in boatloads of money. But no, I mean, that's it. Those went in an hour. That's why VIP is always something you need to grab immediately. But who knows with the rest of these general admission tickets. I mean, it's probably going to be so you can walk up and get them, but you're going to pay more at the door. I don't know why you would ever do that. You're going to pay more money at the door of the event. And you really want to, instead of doing that, just grab them on the website. So, justokparty.com, so you can see all that's going on. I was working on last night. I'm going to Defy Death live on stage. I'm going to risk life and limb, and I'm probably going to regret doing this the minute I get up on stage. But I have decided I'm so influenced by all these great performers that we have at the Just Okay Holiday Party every single year that I got to see if I can pull off an epic performance myself. Now, I know ahead of time I will not be anywhere near as good as them, and this will not impress you near as much as they will. But I am going to risk my life. I'm going to do it for the show. So
that's
make sure.
That's the sacrifice. Take that, Ryan's Toys.
Ryan's Toys ain't sacrificing nothing. He's got $22 million. Kid never even so much as jumped off a tall step. And there I am on stage, you know, going to risk life and limb. So if you want to see me possibly die, that is a real great reason to hop on over and buy tickets right now at justokparty.com. College is a weird place to be, man. And high school is as well. When you're hanging out with your friends, and especially if you're on the football team, I don't know that life, obviously. I don't know the life of being on the high school football team.
I am familiar with it because I was the mascot.
When you were the mascot of, oh God, what's the name of that school?
Madonna.
Damn, I always want to say Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Everyone does, but Shyamalan Madonna is correct.
Oh, wait, I was correct. I was just throwing Madonna kind of in there.
And that's one of those, it's one of those school names that I mean, it's probably easy to spell, but it just, Shyamalan Madonna. You go, how many D's and B's are in there? Well, when you were there at the school working with the teams, did you hear of an Oreo run?
I can't say that I have.
All right. Well, maybe this is a new thing that to do at high schools, but an Illinois high school is in some trouble. They suspended 10 football players for doing an Oreo run. Any guesses as to what the hell an Oreo run is before I tell you?
Well, considering that they were suspended, I assume it's not going to 7-Eleven for some Oreos.
No, it's not. Not filling up on Oreos to bring back to the party to kick things up.
They suspended them, so somebody is either hurt or offended by this.
10 football players suspended.
Is it a racial thing?
I'm not telling you.
Are they like a race where a black guy goes and a white guy goes and a black guy goes?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
That is not correct. Right. No. They call it the Oreo run, and it is when the football players at this high school in Illinois got caught stripping naked and running across the field with Oreo cookies between their buttocks. The Oreo run requires you to hold said Oreo cookie, I don't know if it's double stuff or single,
gross,
right in your butt cheeks as you run across the field. And the kids on the football team that did this, they did a whole like investigation. 30 players were interviewed.
It's not that bad, though. I mean, it's better than getting a broomstick.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. They said it was voluntary. It wasn't like hazing or anything like that. But
like streaking with snacks.
They still got them in trouble. And do you eat the Oreo after? Because I hope you don't eat the Oreo after.
I bet if you lose, you have to eat everybody else's
butt-cheek
Oreos.
I'm not participating in that. The report was promptly reported to the principal, who immediately directed that investigation take place. They interviewed all 9 football coaches. They interviewed nearly 30 members of the varsity football team. Many in the presence of one or more parent. They also accessed and examined footage from various security cameras at or near the stadium. The players ended up missing 3 games, and that included the state championship that they lost 24-20, their only loss of the season, all over the Oreo butt run. Come on, kids. Get it together, please. Let's go over to the dispatches. Here is James with a dispatch.
Happy holiday, junkies.
Hey!
Haven't talked to you in a while. Been really busy down at Disney, you know, doing our thing, family stuff and all that good stuff.
He loves Disney.
But I know you got the bike drive this Friday, right?
Coming up Friday,
and the holiday party is on the 15th.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm listening. It's just that, you know, I just haven't had a chance to call in. I've been really busy. Plus, I was sick there for about a week and a half.
Glad you're feeling better.
Man, I kicked my ass. Holy cow. You want to lose weight, though? Get the flu. It's a good way to lose weight.
Done.
Could use that
anyway,
before the holiday party.
Guys, have a great afternoon, and talk to you soon. All right.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it. Enjoy your Disney time. Glad you're feeling better. Ooh. Here's Papa Palpatine.
What's up, news junkies? Talking about the Giving Birth Live on YouTube for sponsorships. Could you imagine if they ran births streamed on YouTube like it was NASCAR? Like, she's midway through labor, and it's like, this childbirth is sponsored by Valvoline, the official motor oil of Giving Birth. I don't know, something stupid like that. So, I don't know. They just got, like, stickers of, like,
I'd watch
of, like, Quaker State motor oil, Goodyear. like on their like on their gowns or something.
This is so genius because having a baby is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you started this process with sponsoring everything in the childbirth process and then like live streaming it, you get a big pile of money. Could be used for the child's education.
Yeah.
Used for all the supplies that you need to have a kid.
You can even set up some sort of payment plan. Like if you pay a little bit extra, you can actually see everything.
Uh-huh.
And if not, it'll just have like a bit of a like a sponsored block.
Do you think there's any sponsors that they would turn down? Like, you know, it might be a really good marketing campaign to get in there and be like, all right, the crowning brought to you by Trojan Latex Condoms because daddy could be at home watching football right now.
That would be perfect. That would be a perfect tie into this. I would watch this. I would, and I think there should be prop bets. Like, is dad going to look? And you have the commentators who are blabbing about what's happening. And they go, is dad going to take a peek? Is he going to stare into the abyss and watch this as his child is born? You can have prop bets on what time exactly the birth will take place. Oh my God, there's so much potential here. We are absolutely ripe with money. Now, here's what we need. All right, we're going to take obviously a major cut of this, just so you know ahead of time, because it's our idea and we're allowing you to use it. If you're about to have a baby in the very near future and you would like us to do this with your birth and get all these
live
sponsorships, yeah, live broadcast, live feed, sponsorships all over the place, and the actual giving birth process is sponsored, please reach out. Tips@thenewsjunkie.com. I think we can make that happen. I think we can get you started off with a good amount of money for your child to give them the best possible chance in the future. Let's talk to Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, buddy. Hey, dude, I heard you need some people assembling some bikes for Friday.
Oh, C-Lane's going to do that. We got C-Lane will be assembling all of the bicycles.
All of them.
Yeah.
You don't need any
That's
help.
Literally never happened.
You could do it, though. I believe in you.
All right. So, Larry, quick question. Yes, yes. Are you a weirdo?
Yes.
You know, I think we're
going to... Screw it. I need the help. Yeah. Come over and sleep. Come on over.
There you go, Larry. Thank you. I know. I think we'll be okay. But
he did not hesitate to or think about that answer.
No,
he just waited.
I am. Yes. I'm going to let you know right now, I am just flat out a weirdo, and it's going to get bizarre while we're together. Here's about to go postal Martin Jr.
Sean, my baby is doing a month at the end of January.
Uh-oh.
If you want, the News Junkie can sponsor my baby. We'll wear onesies, and he'll be a News Junkie baby. What do you say?
You know, I feel like this is something the couple would get into, but the woman actually giving birth in the heat of the moment will go, "What? Get out of here. I don't want to do this bit anymore. This is not a joke. This is tearing me to pieces."
Well, plus if something goes wrong, that's going to be
awkward. Oh, God. Yeah, that's the thing. It could either be a home run or, ooh.
But ratings.
Like, something bad starts happening, you're slowly pulling the sponsorship signs down, shutting down the feed. People would enjoy it, I think. Here's Micronaut.
Hey, Sean. I was watching your Facebook Live yesterday evening, last night. And, man, what a mess.
I do not
envy you. That moving stuff. If I ever had to move again, I think I would just walk away from everything and just buy new stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not up for it. I couldn't do it.
That sounds expensive.
I don't envy you, buddy. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
Those of you who are Secret Show subscribers, you can take a look at the video tour of the new Secret Show studio, which is way under construction. And that's up on the Facebook page. Some people don't know how to get to it. You can get to it if you want. Not a lot of people who subscribe actually go over to that Facebook page. But if you want to, log into your account at GetSecretShows.com and look in the sidebar, and you'll see a link to the Facebook page, and you can apply to join, answer some questions, and you'll get all set up. You can watch that video tour of the new studio in progress right now from last night. So check that out. When we come back, love these great Christmas displays. Every once in a while, somebody takes it a bit too far, though, and this one has caused people to call 911. What is it about this Christmas display that is shocking people? You're going to learn in just a minute. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
You can listen to the Monsters in the Morning on iHeartRadio, and now you can watch them every day on the new iHeart Monsters YouTube channel by going to monsters.fm and listen every weekday morning on Real Radio 104.1.
Get gas, make money. It's as easy as that. Real
Radio. Real Radio. 104.1.
He won't hesitate to call you out when you're being a little asky. This is the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
The word police have been out in full force for the last several years trying to tell you, like, well, you can't say this anymore, you can't say that anymore, saying this is offensive. And we're still in that phase of life, at least, or in human history right now, where we shudder. We go, "Oh, I don't want to offend anybody, so I'll follow these instructions." This I don't think anybody's going to take seriously. But there are now vegan advocates and vegans who are trying to say that there are sentences that we use, and you probably use these sentences. I'm going to tell you in a second. At least once a week, you use one of these. And they say, you can't do this anymore. It's offensive to vegan people.
Shut up.
And it doesn't properly respect animals. And this researcher at Swansea University, Sharina Hamza, says if veganism forces us to confront the realities of food's origins, then this increased awareness will undoubtedly be reflected in our language and literature. Well, I do like one thing that she does and that the folks pushing this do. I do like that they suggest some alternatives, but I'm never going to use them.
Okay.
Like they say, for instance, if you say, bring home the bacon. Now, that is offensive. Bacon is referring to a pig. That pig had a life. You killed that pig. That poor pig is dead now.
I literally brought home bacon last night.
Bringing home the bacon. And that, they say, is not something you should say.
To infer that we should be respectful to animals in even the things that we say is preposterous.
Right.
A pig can't hear me say bacon and be offended.
No, bring home the bacon, a very common saying. Now, if you say that and you don't want to piss off anybody, you now say their suggested alternative, bring home the bagels.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, so you like...
And put bacon on them.
When you say, who brings home the bacon? Now you say, who brings home the bagels? Nobody's going to understand what you're talking about because not everybody else is up on this.
Well, it kind of goes with it, though. It's a fun way. It's like, shut the front door.
I don't think this is offensive in the slightest. I'm trying to figure out the trouble here. Let the cat out of the bag. Does that imply that the cat was in the bag, so the cat was being hurt in the bag?
What if the cat just wanted to ride in the bag?
Don't let the cat out of the bag is now offensive. In spill the beans. Say spill the beans instead of let the cat out of the bag. Out is all your eggs in one basket, because even eggs, those are offensive. In all your berries in one bowl. So you say, don't put all your berries in one bowl. Out is open a can of worms, because that implies that worms are somehow being harmed by being in this can, I guess. In is open Pandora's box.
What about Pandora?
Out is flog a dead horse. In is feed a dead horse. That doesn't even make any sense.
I mean, I don't mean to feed a dead horse here.
Right.
Let's, you know, for a second, consider that this may just be one crazy vegan person.
It's a group of people at this at the university.
Actually, both feeding and beating a dead horse are useless things to do.
Right.
So maybe
that one works.
Thank you to SF Gate in San Francisco, who included pictures with their version of this story.
Uh-huh.
Because there's literally a cat in a bowling bag, and it's adorable.
This is a woman named Dr. Hamza, who is at this university. And PETA has been pushing for harm-free alternatives for some time. They have a list of suggestions that people could use.
Out. Killing two birds with one stone. PETA's suggested replacement, feeding two birds with one scone.
That doesn't even make any sense!
Oh, no, birds will eat scones.
Do they? I've never tried to feed a bird a scone, but that just seems weird to say that.
Is it abuse if I say I'm getting two birds stoned?
That would make more sense than feeding two birds one scone.
Actually, also, aren't you not supposed to feed animals bread like that? Like, you're not supposed to feed the ducks bread.
Oh, you see,
in Lake Eola Park.
You're not finding an error.
Yeah, but like, yeah, there you would also say that the swans should be free and not at a lake.
But should they be eating scones is the real question. Out is hold your horses. In is hold the phone. And they suggest that if you're using any of those sentences, perhaps you'd be a little bit more vegan-friendly in your lingo. Every vegan I've ever met uses all those words, and they don't care.
Out is taking the bull by the horns. In, and it's Taking the Flower by the Thorns.
Yeah, what about the flower? Nobody cares about the flower? There's life going on there. There's photosynthesis. There's things happening there.
They don't want you to say you're going to be the guinea pig for something. That's definitely
because a guinea pig would be like a testing animal.
They want you to be the test tube.
Oh, God. Well, there it is. The folks who are pushing that, or this researcher who's pushing it at this university. I don't know if she's going to get any traction on that. But just remember, the next time you say one of those phrases that you're not supposed to, you're offending somebody out there, at least this one lady. I talked about this quickly before the break. But I don't know how far you go for your Christmas decorations. Some people go all out.
Oh, yes. I hung up plastic gold bells.
All right, that's nice.
And I pulled out the bag with the decorations in it.
Do you have a tree up, or you plan to have a tree up?
I plan, but I don't have it up yet.
We're only December 4th here. It's like, I think you still got a couple of weeks. I got at least 1 week till you're gone too far.
We've already started the 25 days of Christmas.
Oh, that is accurate. Yeah. I mean, we're now to the point where it's time to start hanging this stuff up. And everybody, no matter where you grew up, you always had some person within a couple mile radius who went nuts for Christmas. They had one of those houses, like, they lit up and you could see it from space. You know, they had all these things on the lawn. I remember there was the Christmas house in Loxahatchee, Florida, when I was growing up. People would stop. The neighbors hated them because everybody would park along the side of the road for miles to walk to this place and look at all the lights. And he had like sort of those figures like out of It's a Small World, you know, the little characters that move and like ice skate around Christmas trees.
We had a whole block like that in South Florida, and they were actually pretty good by the time that I remember it, like, as a young child, because I know that my parents took us when we were infants.
Uh-huh.
They had, like, security guards. Yeah. They had a whole line going through.
Yeah, and then there's always a news article about how much their power bill costs during that month. How many light, like, the number of light bulbs.
I'm telling you, people like those posts about numbers. Like I was just having a discussion with one of our bosses about a big event that we throw, and I go, you know, what would be fascinating is if you took all this behind-the-scenes work and compiled
by the numbers,
like, you know, a by-the-numbers kind of thing. Like, people get into that. At least I do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool, I think. And they always go around to these Christmas houses and do that. This one is getting attention for a different reason. And I like what they did here. Chris Heerlein, I think is how you say his name, of Austin, Texas, recreated the famous scene of Clark Griswold hanging from the roof in the 1989 movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And so he's got this like dummy hanging off of the roof, and it looks just like the Clark Griswold light installation on the Griswold family home. The problem is, people driving by and neighbors keep calling 911 because they think there's a person dangling from a house.
Classic.
And they said for the week that this has been up, hanging perilously from the side of the house, unable to reach a ladder that's fallen, people are calling 911. Somebody stopped their car, jumped out, and ran to help the man hanging from the roof.
Hey, man.
Which makes you look like a real nice person.
It does.
Makes you look sweet.
Also could have avoided all the 911 calls. I like, we're not going to stop the car, but let's hope that he hangs on for the 5 minutes it takes the ambulance to get there.
That is a fantastic point. Instead of going up and actively helping the person right now, which you could do, and handing them the ladder, you're calling 911, which will be like at least a 10-15 minute process to save the person that's dangling off the side of the house right now. But this house is causing chaos. Here's more.
This display at a Texas home is causing some panic. The family put it up for a contest. It's a recreation of the scene from the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, where Clark Griswold hangs from the roof while putting up the Christmas lights.
For some
people, it looked a little too realistic. Some rushing to help, others even called 911. Well, since then, the family added a sign to the bottom of the display that explains the decoration for anyone else. It is a decoration for anyone who might be concerned. Lauren Casey, the only thing I can even think about after seeing that is the scene next door where the carpet was all wet with Margo and Todd. Please tell me you know this movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I know it's one of your fans.
She's taking all the phone calls for having not seen this. Home Alone's a good one. The Margo and Todd.
We got a wild morning TV crew alert for everybody.
They're having a good time.
She's just laughing, and he's talking about something. She has no idea what he's mentioning.
There is, they have like a Nest Cam on their front driveway.
Uh-huh.
There's a video of a guy frantically running up to try and save this dude.
Does he say anything?
I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, I saw that there was a Nest video in the article. This is him.
He's not going like, hold on. Or,
yeah,
he's okay.
This is the most quiet hero ever.
Can you reach it?
He's talking to the dumbass.
Yeah. Can you reach it? What a nice guy. That's so sweet.
He just ran off. I wonder if he figured it out at the end.
He's like, all right, can you reach it?
One dozen people have called 911, and the family added the sign. As for the person in the video, they gave him a $500 gift card to show their appreciation for his caring actions.
Oh, that's very nice. So let's go over to Roddy. Go ahead, Roddy.
Hey, Sean. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to share a feel-good story during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting a kidney transplant on 12/12. A living donor came up and volunteered. And I'm near her today, actually. So I just wanted to say thanks to everybody out there that supported me. And just basically, it's a new lease on life, basically.
Hell yeah, man. That's awesome.
Good for you.
So you're headed there right now to meet this person that's going to donate their organ?
No, I'm meeting her at dinner time with her husband.
Oh, wow.
Also, another one is he happens to be a policeman. And the entire story is just unbelievable. If everybody wants to follow what I've been going through, they can see it on Facebook, on Riding Around Hill Looking for a Kidney.
Uh-huh.
And basically, I've been documenting everything that's been happening. But, yeah, I'm meeting her today at 6 o'clock. And then basically, I'm getting my new kidney on 12/12.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. How long, Roddy, have you been searching for a kidney?
I got diagnosed about 4 years ago, and I've been on dialysis three times a week for the past 3 years.
Oh my God! Are you so excited?
Oh, I can't even explain it. But so here's the situation: if you wait until that, you potentially could die on the in that dialysis center. There's over 100,000 people waiting for kidney transplants, so it's very, very crucial that living donors come up and kind of become special and save a life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you never met this person before. You had no connection to her. You didn't know who they were before this.
It's basically the whole thing started at Friday night at a Bishop Moore football game. One of the police officers there happened to see one of my bumper stickers. They're looking for a kidney, and he called me, and he started the entire process.
Wow.
And he got tested, but unfortunately, he fell at the very latest stages. But he told another one of his buddies, and one of his wives came up, and she's the donor.
Well, that is fantastic, man. Good for you, Roddy. That is an awesome story. Thank you for telling it.
Okay. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too, man. Keep us posted.
Man, that is
insane. Take care of that kidney.
He's out there. He's got, like, bumper stickers and stuff.
Yeah.
And it worked. Somebody noticed it, tried out, and they weren't a match, but they told somebody else, spread the word along.
Part of me wants to be a fly in the wall for that initial dinner tonight, where it's like, cheers to giving me your organ.
What if she doesn't like him?
What if
they sit there and she's like, you know, I'm not going to give you my organ.
That would be terrible.
No, it'll be great. Man, that is a fantastic story. Thank you for telling us, Roddy. And we're back in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
We'd tell you to check out the app chat room, but those people are weird and mostly naked.
This is the News Junkie.
More of your dispatches in just a moment. And live trivia at 1 o'clock, so make sure you're playing along, because today we are in It's a Skywall Christmas. territory. And that means if you're number one on the daily scoreboard in the News Junkie app, that doesn't mean it matters if you missed yesterday or whatever. On the daily scoreboard, we'll have the prize for the week, but the daily scoreboard winner will be eligible for a It's a Skywall Christmas prize upgrade. So all you have to do is have the app ready to go for 1 o'clock when we do live trivia. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. According to a YouGov survey, 6 in 10 Americans say they're good gift givers for the holiday. And I think I'm more surprised that there's 4 in 10 Americans, like 40% of the populace, that goes, I'm really bad at giving gifts.
I wouldn't say that I'm bad at giving them. I mean, that's really the easiest part, is handing the gift over. But I might put myself in that 40% if we're talking about planning and shopping ahead of time and coming up with lists. And something my mom was always good at, like realizing there's something that I want.
Yeah.
Like when I mention something months in advance. And she puts it on the list.
Yeah, so, I mean, but you don't think, like, let's say you had 5 people on a list that you had to buy Christmas presents for. You don't think you would have the skill to get them a present that they definitely would like? I'm surprised.
It's a toss-up. I'm a toss-up for sure, because I can immediately know if I see something or someone has mentioned one thing, I'll remember it and then try to get it.
Now, I think you can isolate away from this, though. People, like, I'm hard to buy stuff for, I think. Yeah. I think you can isolate those people. I'm just, like, just in general, do you think you're a good gift giver?
But I'm also very late sometimes. Like, there's 3 people I still owe wedding gifts to, one of which I went 4 years ago.
you're at an anniversary gift now.
I already told them. I'm like, I'm going to wait till 5 because I'm pretty sure that's like the silver or something.
It'll all pay off for them in the end. But 6 in 10 Americans say they're good gift givers, and they say at least 3/4 say they plan to purchase gifts for others this holiday season. They didn't ask this, but hold on. Actually, they go into something here. Over 1/3 say they're planning to give gifts from 5 to 8 people. 19% say they're giving gifts 9 to 12 people. Women are generally planning to give more gifts than men are. Many people are planning to buy something for the kids as well. 3/4 of Americans say they'll be buying a gift for at least one child this holiday season. So, man, 9 to 12 people. See, that goes to the thing I always think about, where you need to take your Christmas gift list and really wean that down. Like, bring it in a little bit to a small grouping of people.
Yeah, until you get a gift from someone you had kicked out of your original list.
Oh, no. You've had this happen where you don't have a reciprocal? Well, that's why you have backup gifts. Have your backup gifts just in case.
Speaking of, totally got one of those. I don't know if you've been to 7-Eleven recently, but they came up with something brilliant.
What's this?
It's an entire section of already wrapped gifts.
Really?
Yes, and it's like...
That's pretty genius, actually.
Cat butt magnets, like super cute stuff. Or Santa's secret stash box for your weed.
Uh-huh.
Or what was the third thing? It was a bag with a pug's face on it.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you do a secret Santa or you're up for some holiday party and you have to bring a gift, that's ready to go.
So you're saying somebody could corner you in the office, and they go, Sabrina, happy holidays. Here you go. I got you something. Merry Christmas. And you open it, and you go, wow, you know what? I got you something, too. It's back on my desk. I'll be right back. And you haul ass to 7-Eleven.
Or here's a just okay swag bag.
Just have stuff within reach at all times so you can throw something over. And you could even have a card that's super genetic, or generic, rather. You don't want it to be genetic.
I don't want a card that's super genetic.
You don't want a genetic card.
Why is it on a card?
I have no idea. But you want a super generic card where you're like, love you, thank you for adding so much to my life, and happy holidays to you and yours. No name in there. Bam, you take care of business. But I think these lists get bigger and bigger. It's 4 in 10 people said they're not good at gift giving.
My friend's family, they had like the matriarch had like a closet that she had wrapped gifts in just in case you happen to be around.
Oh, like, so if there was somebody who, like, you brought over a friend or something.
Well, I've told you guys about the friend that when I would go to my friend's, like, house for Christmas Eve, and I would just pass out there, and I would end up there on Christmas morning because my family didn't do Christmas morning. They would, well, she would, you know, mom would go into the random prize closet almost, and just pull out something and go, here you go. You need to have something to open on Christmas morning.
I got this under control, and then just grabs you a backup present and throws that your way. I like that. I think that's cool. But I think what happens is people try to buy nice gifts for like a dozen people, and you stress yourself out.
Yeah, or spend a lot of money on people that don't really care about you that much.
You spend money on it, and it stresses you out because now you're having a hard time making your bills. And then afterwards, it's just like all forgotten and done with in 10 seconds. It's just you got to wean that list down, I think, each and every year.
Dedicate it more to like their birthday for something special.
Sure.
I think you're better off. Like my mom makes rum cake and coquito.
Oh, what's coquito?
Coquito is like the alcoholic eggnog that we drink.
Is that the thing that Angel brought in that one time?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's pretty good.
And she just gives that out. Everyone gets the same thing, but they still enjoy it and consume it.
Yeah, there you go. You can make this stuff, and you can put your efforts into it instead of your funding, and then you won't have the most stressful damn Christmas ever. You don't want that. Let's go over to Zeta Jones with a dispatch.
The Oreo butt run. And I'm over here trying to get the best and classic Christmas gift back in style, the Red Ryder BB gun, please.
You can do that.
Put some soap with it.
What is wrong with everybody today? That was three disjointed-ass comments all wrapped up into one.
Yeah, there was not a whole lot of relation between the three things.
It's a Share the Show Tuesday, for God's sake. You're supposed to be on point, best dispatches ever. You're supposed to be telling people today about the News Junkie.
Or maybe they just feel like this is a safe space, Sean, and that when they say this thing, they won't get ridiculed.
He didn't say anything.
He said three things.
Yeah, I know, but they
didn't make any sense.
Together, it was just a catastrophe. Just bam, he's like, hey, Oreo run, Red Ryder BB gun, keep it cool, guys. Just try to at least on a Share the Show Tuesday make a little bit of sense. Greatly appreciate it. I'm scared to hit the next dispatch. Let's give it
you
a
guys
shot.
You guys are really stressing him out. And it's going to stress me out because he's like a Sean in the box, and you're whining him the F up. And at any moment, it's like, bang.
Sean in the box. Okay. Here's
Sean in the box. Get back in that box.
Here's Florida born.
What's going on, News Junkies? Sean, C-Lane, Sabrina, how's it going? Hey, just commenting in real quick about the Oreo cookie run with the high school football team. If you guys ever watched the show Blue Mountain State, it's pretty much
I love Blue Mountain State.
Three freshmen are going into college, and they're in the football scholarship program. And that was one of their hazing competitions, was they had to stick an Oreo between their butt cheeks and go from the goal line of one end of the field to the other end of the field. So that got me, you know, laughing.
That's where they got it from.
Other than that, hope all is well, you know, and happy Tuesday. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
Thank you, Florida born. You see that, folks? He talked clearly. He spoke clearly during the dispatch. You could tell what he was saying. He had a coherent thought. He commented on something we were talking about. It was all right there. Beautifully done. Thank you, Florida born. Back in a moment with the next episode with Sabrina. Stay right where you are. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio. Real Radio.
104.1. Story time with the three best friends you never knew you had. This is the News Junkie.
Episode in just a moment. Stay tuned for that. Also, at 1 o'clock, we're going to do live trivia. You can play along with the News Junkie app. All you have to do is search for The News Junkie in the App Store. And we have, it's a Skywall Christmas prize upgrades. And that means the person number one on the scoreboard on the app for the daily scoreboard has a shot at getting a prize each day. Yesterday, ballsy move, first day of It's a Skywall Christmas prize upgrades. Nada. Nothing. Today, maybe it goes in another direction. We'll see that very, very soon. We're edging closer to two big things. The bike drive is going on this Friday, so keep that on your record. And also, next Saturday, December 15th, downtown Orlando, we're taking the party to the streets with a fifth annual Just Okay holiday party. And you'll see so many performances and acts out there. We got a big meeting coming up today and then Thursday. We're meeting almost every day as we get into the run-up to the event. Sean Nelson, all locked in. He's the lead singer of Harvey Danger. Sean Nelson and Harvey Danger will be performing at the Just Okay Holiday Party, singing this song with Savvy's Little Helpers. They'll be performing, obviously. We'll have Young Tapes. We'll have, well, everybody knows that Ying Yang Twins are going to be playing, right? They'll be performing right there on the stage. It's going to be a big-ass, badass party. The pop-up shop will be there so you can get some exclusive merch from the show. And one really special merch thing that we're working on. Could be exciting for some of you. It'll be a big, gigantic event, and we hope you're a part of it. Make sure you make a time in your calendar for next Saturday to be out at the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. We have been doing this, obviously, for a while now. And I think this is the year where, if you've never gone before, if you said, what the hell is that? Your holiday party? What is it? If you don't know that this is a big concert slash freak show slash just all around viral kind of cool event, then make this the first one you've ever gone to. And I know a lot of people are already doing that. I know a lot of people are already planning on that. What you don't want to do is miss out on it, because you're going to miss out on a whole bunch of stories that everybody else is going to be discussing the next day for sure. You'll meet some friends, and you'll have some good times at the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party, Saturday, December 15th, 2018. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
Apparently, having sex with a wiener dog is awesome.
Nothing.
Weather's nice.
It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
Hey.
Are you ready for the next episode?
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Nothing.
I'm good.
In entertainment happened today.
Oh, that's it?
No.
Oh,
nothing at all. I mean, I got one thing as far as in history. There was just like a lot of death, but there was 187 years ago.
Yeah.
1831.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Remember English historian Thomas Carlyle's History of the French Revolution?
Oh, God, do I ever.
Accidentally used by his friend's maid as a kindling for fire?
Yeah.
It was the only copy, and there went in flames.
That's all that happened?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was like...
We could do virtually anything today and make it on the list next year.
True.
This is a wide open, boring day.
So it would be
4th of December.
4th of December 2018. That is when the news junkie smoked.
What? Where are you headed? Smoked marijuana?
The work had taken him over 3 years to compile, and the burned copy was the only copy. Coincidentally, the fire occurred on his 36th birthday. So happy birthday, dead guy. Tom Brady announced he's retiring.
Uh-huh.
He is out of here. He says after all these years, he's ready to deflate at home and spend more time hanging out with his wife and kissing his kids in the mouth for 12 seconds.
It's a little long that he holds those kisses for.
Wait a second. You're not going to give me a kiss? Let's do it for 15 seconds on Facebook. Tom Brady. Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin reportedly got into a fight over her going to Selena Gomez's Pilates studio. And that concludes this week's episode of Information I Could Have Lived Without.
Mm-hmm.
But Selena Gomez has a Pilates studio.
I didn't know that. I guess it's the hip thing.
Now I want to know more. Nick Nolte has joined the cast of a live-action Star Wars series. You know who that is, right?
What?
Nick Nolte?
Yeah, I know the name. He's the one with the crazy mugshot, right?
That's right, him? And that's all I needed you to say. He'll be playing the role of a Jedi who gets arrested for droning under the influence called Nolte Wanna Comb, Please. Because his hair is crazy.
Yeah, no, I see.
The Wizard of Oz has been named the most influential film of all time, as in the film that is clearly the most influenced by LSD. Because that thing is crazy.
It's a little
weird.
You
guys remember with the guys in the
Yeah, the Yellow Brick Road.
An Egyptian actress was charged with obscenities for wearing a low-cut dress. Of course, you know how the phrase goes. If you see the melons, she's a felon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or you can't acquitty if you see...
All right, now you hit the brakes there.
And that's it for Sabrina's jokes. Just kidding. Netflix canceled Daredevil after 3 seasons. Viewers aren't really surprised, but Daredevil did not see it coming.
Because he's blind.
Let this be a reminder that blind jokes on the internet are not only offensive, but can potentially trigger blind people who may see them. And that is your PSA for today. This guy right here.
Kanye West.
Kanye West is right, and he has issued an apology. And of all people... of all days, issued an apology to this gal right here.
Cher. On a Share the Show Tuesday, he's apologizing to Cher.
Better believe it. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, they had a date night in New York City to see the new show about Cher's life on Broadway. But it ain't going so well, according to one cast member. The Cher Show is currently in the middle of its opening night. Tons of celebs, including Kim, Kanye, Cher herself, in attendance.
Damn.
However, cast member Jared Spector plays Sonny in the show. Spoiler alert. Right into a dream.
Dies, skiing accident.
He wasn't too pleased, though, and it wasn't about that tree that came out of nowhere. It was that Kanye was on his phone the entire time. Does not have very good Broadway etiquette. He tweeted out, "Hey, Kanye, so cool that you're here. If you look up from your cell phone, you'll see we're doing a show up here. It's opening night. Kind of a big deal for us. Thanks so much." Now, Kim and Kanye clearly had prime seats in the theater for Spector to be able to call him out like that. But it was very quickly, I think 2 hours after that broke, Kanye responded. He got the message. He replied on Twitter saying, "The dynamics of Cher and Sonny's relationship made Kim and I grab each other's hand and sing, 'I got you, babe,'" which I would have loved to see. "Please pardon my lack of etiquette. We have so much appreciation for the energy you guys put into making this masterpiece." Close source to Kanye had told TMZ for a small amount of money in their bank account that he loved the production. He was taking notes on his phone.
I would be would be excited to see Kim and Kanye singing Sonny and Cher.
Like "I Got You, Babe"?
In the crowd. Just fly on the wall.
"I Got You, Babe. I got you, babe. Something like that?
A remix.
Mm-hmm. What to say when your coworker who plays Christmas songs on repeat? Banned! Just like porn on Tumblr. How do First Starbucks, now Tumblr's banning porn. What's next, marrying goats? Tumblr will permanently ban adult content from its platform.
Isn't that like half of Tumblr?
Yes. December 17th. And then, of course, all the emo kids who are now in their 30s but still using Tumblr. They say, fundamentally alter how the service is used. The ban includes explicit sexual content and nudity, with a few exceptions. The new policy's announcement comes just days after Tumblr has removed from, it was removed from Apple's iOS store.
Yeah, but that was for child porn. Like, you can fix your child porn problem without fixing...
No, that's it. We're taking all the porn.
It's like, you have a major issue. You know, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater here. You got a major issue of child porn. You also have a major issue that about, you know, a good chunk, I don't want to throw out a percentage, of the content on the site is adult anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, banned content includes photos, videos, GIFs of human genitalia. That means the Rick roll is going to be gone off Tumblr. Female presenting nipples.
Not the regular Rick roll.
Also, what's a female presenting nipple?
You have regular
Here's
presenting
my
nipples.
My nipple.
And then when they're presented just like that, they're different.
Got it. The exceptions include nude classical statues, political protests that feature nudity. New guidelines exclude text, so erotica remains permitted, y'all. High five. Under oath, Tumblr has been cleaning up its platform more rapidly than done in previous years, so get all the porn in while you can. And get in this song while you can, because it's banned in Cleveland.
Uh-oh. Oh, this is so stupid, this story.
So stupid, and we know exactly what you're doing, Cleveland radio station. Over the last few years, it's been a building up that this song is kind of uncomfortable. Gives off a weird vibe. Some consider it to be cute and flirty. Some people saw it about a guy who won't take no for an answer. Some people have even said date rape. because there's a part in the song that said, hey, what's in that drink? with that in mind, Cleveland radio station dropped the song from its Christmas playlist, making an announcement saying it was the listeners who actually made the call.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't at all. They said the song...
They just want a pat on the back.
They want attention.
Well, then they should have just said, we did it on our own accord. Don't blame the listeners, because the listeners can go to the poll that you said you conducted and see that they did not vote for that. But they said the listeners were the ones who made the call, referring to an online poll on which Christmas songs they should play. Of course, when you go to that website, you can't see the results of the poll.
Mm-hmm.
But then they went to Facebook, and they said 94% to 6% in favor of keeping.
Yeah,
maybe it's cold outside.
Those 6% though must cater to them. You gotta, they can't stand this song.
Christmas is under attack. So is pornography. But don't worry, Gwyneth Paltrow is here to save the day with her dirty weekend sex kit.
What's in that?
Probably half of my bank account. She's an advocate for sexual health education and an advocate for steaming your hoo-ha and placing jade eggs there. But now she's detailing her great and satisfying sex life and helping you get hot and heavy under the sheets with her dirty weekend sex kit. Now, she married this guy, Brad, in September, treated her readers to a helpful guide worth $4,277, which includes, wait for it, vegan lubricant, massage oil, and 24-karat gold sex toy.
Whoa.
Priced at $82, you get your body oil, which has antioxidants, coconut, sweet almond, hibiscus seed oils designed to leave your skin soft and glowy. Then you get the Pleasure Puff ring with marabou feathers in that.
Seems I don't even know what that is.
I don't either, but you have to use it on your genitalia. Then you have condoms, a 10-pack. And then on top of it all, you got the jelly lubricant made from organic materials. And then the big gold 24-karat dildo.
Hey, just a quick announcement here.
Mm-hmm.
There just so happens to be, and if you've been thinking about this, you better fire your ass over to the keyboard as fast as you can. One VIP ticket just opened up to the Just Okay Holiday Party. One ticket opened up. I guess somebody couldn't make it. And if you go to justokparty.com, you have to move the quantity down to one so it appears as an option. And then snag that as fast as you can.
Oh, bot.
At justokparty.com. It'll probably be gone in a second or two, but if you get there right now, you might be able to. And it says small shirt, but after you buy it, email me and we'll figure that part out, okay? Justokparty.com. Grab that one remaining VIP ticket.
Now, if that ticket happens to go away, it may come back, just like the actress from this show and her dead sister, who is now reincarnated.
Little House on the Prairie.
That is incorrect. It is about a very rich family, perhaps out of Texas.
Beverly Hills.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
It's Duck.
Dynasty.
Beverly Hillbillies, obviously, out of Beverly Hills.
The Duck. But yes, Dynasty is right. Actress Dame Joan Collins says that she believes her late sister, Jackie, has been reincarnated, everybody. She's back. She's back from the dead as a fly. Her sister's now a fly.
That's unfortunate.
She's like, everywhere I go, there's my sister. I think it might be. It's really strange. She died in 2015 after a battle with breast cancer. And she says, I know it sounds weird. I don't know whether I believe in the afterlife, but every time I go, no matter where I am, France, London, United States, there that fly comes with me. Or it could be any other fly.
No, this is the same. She knows this fly. She looks down, she knows that's the same fly.
Of course, she says various paintings and sculptures gifted to her by her sister stresses how close they were, except for the fact that Jackie did not tell her she had breast cancer.
Mm.
She says, thank God she didn't tell me. I mean, I wish she had, but she didn't want pity, so that's what happens. You know, gossip, and now she's a fly. So things are going well for the 85-year-old Dynasty lady. Things are going really well, and I think very, very fun news for a lot of people who thought that they were dead and gone. I say nay. for the first time.
She like got so excited about this yesterday.
In more than a decade.
Hootie and Bare Naked Ladies?
I just hear, what?
First time in nearly 15 years, dubbed the Group Therapy Tour. I repeat, the Group Therapy Tour.
Yeah.
It will trek 44 North American cities with Bare Naked Ladies, kicking off May 30th, Virginia Beach, and ending, I believe, over in New York City.
I was excited when I saw it, and I took a screenshot and sent it to my friend. And then I showed my girlfriend last night, and she made this face, and I went, so guess I'm going to this show with Dave, then. Me and Dave will go to this show.
She only wants to be with you, Chris. On the boob tube, The Voice Eliminations on NBC, series premiere of Legends of the Lost with Megan Fox on Travel Channel, mid-season finale of The Gifted on Fox, and you can catch, oh my God, Sean, Julia Roberts on Stephen Colbert tonight. Have a great Tuesday, my friends, and remember to
smoke weed every day.
Live trivia up next. If you like to play, call us now, 407-916-1041, or toll free 1-888-978-1041. Two callers head-to-head to battle it out for a great prize. And don't forget, it's a Skywall Christmas. Prize upgrades are in effect throughout the month of December. So those of you on the daily scoreboard on the top spot there, you may get something fantastic today. Make today the day you play live trivia. Let me know if you have any issues. Tips at thenewsjunkie.com. So let's do that when we come back. 407-916-1041 or toll free 1-888-978-1041. Live trivia up next with the News Junkie on Real Radio.
If it's important to you, it's on and probably being mocked by the News Junkie.
Cover your crystal eyes and feel the tones to trample down your spine. Whoa.
Live trivia in just a moment. Have the app fired up and ready to go, because it's happening in just about a minute and 10 seconds or so. And whoever is on top of that daily scoreboard, you know it. You could be getting an It's a Skywall Christmas prize upgrade. So every single day, we have an opportunity for you to win prizes by playing along on the app, with that daily scoreboard being what we're focusing on. Let's jump into it. Let's do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. Play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case, get it. Search for the News Junkie in the App Store. And now, live trivia.
It's live trivia for a Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. Two callers head-to-head to battle it out for a great prize. Those of you in the News Junkie app, well, you got about, I don't know, 30 seconds or so until you're playing along. Answer as quickly as you can. That's how you get as many points as you possibly can when you're playing along in the app. Don't worry about C-Lane and his competition either. He gets in there. He tries to get the number one spot. Are you even playing? Oh, he's even playing.
I still got time.
He's not even playing today. I hope he misses the window. I
hope you miss the window.
You're not going to. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Everybody in the app playing along. Let's go to the phones. And how about Pam? Are you there, Pam?
Hi, I'm here.
All right, we got Pam, and she's ready. And what about, let's see, Jake, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, we got Jake and Pam then. Let's do this. Live trivia today starts, just like every other live trivia ever, with question number one. According to a report by NBC, financial and parenting experts are cautioning that the gift-giving season can lead to serious financial headaches. It's all because of parents doing this: giving their kids access to shopping catalogs, alcohol-driven spending, lying to their kids about where babies come from, or emotion-driven spending. Go ahead, Pam.
The last one.
All right, Jake.
Same thing.
Number two, L.A. Chargers lineman Russell Okung paid quite the homage to his alma mater during his introduction on Sunday Night Football. Where did Russell say he graduated from? Rydell High? South Harmon Institute of Technology. South Harmon Institute of Technology. University of Degrassi or Wakanda Tech? Jake.
The fourth one.
Pam.
Wakanda.
Number four, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre and other celebrities allegedly were duped into recording videos for a service called Cameo. They used coded language, and the message was like this. Was it the theme to The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? An anti-Semitic message? A promo for the Just Okay holiday party? Or a homophobic message? Pam?
The anti-Semitic message.
All right. Jake?
Anti-Semitic.
You guys are both in agreement on that. We'll move on to number four. A New Jersey school district is apologizing after a substitute teacher told first grade students which of the following? Did they say all their parents are dead? Did the teacher say Santa isn't real? Did the teacher say all your dads should have pulled out? Or God is a woman? Jake.
Santa isn't real.
Pam.
The same thing.
Number five, Ozzy Osbourne recently revealed he almost died. Had to undergo emergency surgery after contracting an infection from this. Did Ozzy get an infection from a fleshlight? A cat he tried to pet? A manicure? Or biting off the head of a pigeon? Pam.
Number three.
Over to Jake.
Same thing.
Number six. The International Space Station, a.k.a. ISS, has a new crew member of sorts. An AI-powered... Oh,
ignore the call.
Let's get a call. An AI-powered robot designed to handle tasks and improve morale on long missions. What's the space robot's name? Is it Simon with a C? Far2Z2? T-5000 or Jarfunkel? Jake.
Oof, I forget. Let's just go second one.
All right, Pam, you?
The number one.
He's going to say Simon with a C. We'll go to number seven. Yesterday we learned Oprah had a brother who said she never supported him financially because he was this, and then he died. Was he addicted to pornography? A Republican? A flat earther? Or was he gay? Pam.
He was gay.
Jake?
Yeah, he was gay.
All right, they agree on that one. Let's see how it all shapes out here in live trivia today. Shapes or shakes? What do you say? Let's see how it shakes out or shapes out. I think shakes out is the right thing.
I don't
thing.
Even know.
Let's see how this shakes out today in live trivia. Pam versus Jake. Live trivia, of course, brought to you by Nations Trucks. And NationsTrucks.com is their website that's full of badass trucks for you, for me, for your friends, for your family members, for anybody who wants a truck that is absolutely badass. So go there now, browse that inventory, and know that they are big supporters of the show. They support the Just Okay Holiday Party as well. They're sponsors over there, and they've been with us on live trivia for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So show some love back by going and getting your truck at nationstrucks.com. Pam, Jake, let's do this. The problem with parents in the holiday season is this.
Pam and Jake said emotion-driven spending, and that answer was correct.
Number two, this football player during Sunday Night Football said he graduated from where?
Both the players said Wakanda Tech, and that answer was right.
Over to number three, Wakanda. Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre got fooled into saying this.
Pam and Jake both said an anti-Semitic message, and that answer was a touchdown.
Number four, a New Jersey school district is sorry. They say a substitute teacher said this.
It was Jake and Pam. It said the teacher said Santa isn't real. While that answer was right, she was wrong. Yeah, Santa's real.
Nonsense. I don't know where that's coming from. Number five, Ozzy almost died because of this.
It was both the players, Pam and Jake, that said it was because of a manicure, Ozzy. He said that was right.
I couldn't even tell. It's hard to translate what he's saying sometimes. The International Space Station has a new crew member. It's a robot named what?
Jake said Far2Z2, and that answer was incorrect. It was Pam that said Simon with the C, and you got that right with an R.
Number seven, yesterday we learned that Oprah had a brother who died, and she didn't support him financially because of this.
Pam and Jake both said he was gay, and he was gay, and they were right. Check under your seats. With a perfect score, the winner of live trivia is Pam.
All right.
Pam, thank you, ma'am.
Can Congratulations, Pam. You are a winner. There you go. You were paying attention, and we salute you. Love you, Pam. Thank you for a great performance today. Hang on tight because we got a prize for you. What do we have, C-Lane?
I have a pair of tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve at the Amway Center December 15th, which you'll be leaving early to join us for the party.
Yeah.
Tickets for TSO's Winter Tour 2018 are on sale now. Visit realradio.fm. Keyword tickets for more info. I also have a pair of Not So Silent Night tickets featuring Hailstorm and In This Moment. That's December 14th at the Amway Center.
All right, cool. And let's take a look at that daily scoreboard.
Oh, the daily scoreboard.
Yeah, we can do let's just do the daily scoreboard. We'll check in on Friday with the weekly.
All right. At the top of the daily scoreboard.
Me! You get no prize. You get no prize.
I win.
You get no prize.
You get no prize.
It's a very Skywalk Christmas, but not for you.
The Echo C has the technical top spot.
All right.
630 points.
The Echo C. Mm-hmm. Ho, ho, ho. I have good news for you. You're getting a Skywalk Christmas prize upgrade today. Yeah, double sound effects. And what we're going to do is set you up with a $25 gift card to Amazon.com to help you throughout the holidays. You got some people on your list you want to get stuff for. I'll send that over to you. Email me now and confirm it's you, and then I'll set you up with that gift card. Now, we have all kinds of stuff as we go through the month of December for that daily scoreboard on live trivia, but this is just us starting out. So congratulations, and we have much more as the month rolls on. Take a look at the rest of the scoreboard.
Oh, you still want to do that?
Now, you know what?
You kept talking. I closed it out.
I'm sorry.
The Echo C got it to the top spot for the day, followed by Fancy Nancy, Princess Peach, Scar Chess, Mike Oxmall,
right.
Con High Brian, the Dita, Smelly Primate, and Handy John. The back five look like the Tree Guy, Fickle Scumbag, Boogeyman, Ocala Chris, and Filthy Phil.
All right. Thank you very much, all of you, for playing along. We appreciate that. What you need to do is jump on board tomorrow. You could win a prize just like that for playing along on the app. It's easy. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. Now, I don't know. It's weird because when I go to Ticketmaster, the option for the VIP ticket has disappeared. But I didn't see it roll in. It may be sold. Somebody may just have it in their cart holding it right now.
Uh-oh.
But I did find out why that VIP ticket freed up. And we'll talk about that next. It's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
The kind of crew who types the word functioning in bold, italic, and underline. This is The News Junkie. Anymore,
Well, in the background, there's been a story playing out about this journalist who was over in Turkey, and he was called to the Saudi embassy. And when he got to the embassy, they started to get in some sort of altercation with him. Then there was word that they had like a bone saw and they chopped this guy up and there was audio and all this. The senators were just briefed by the CIA about this. And basically all of them came out and said, yep, the Saudi crown prince knew exactly what was happening here. This guy was involved in this. They're saying he was complicit. They said it's not a smoking gun. It's a smoking saw. Everybody is on board now that the Saudi government was responsible for this. And there was a moment at, what was it, the G8 or the G20, whatever it was the other day that they had. And you had...
G6.
You had
Damn it, I was so close.
it was a race to it. You had the, the crown prince or maybe it was somebody else, representative from Saudi Arabia, on the stage. And all the other presidents and prime ministers were mingling, and nobody would talk to the Saudi Arabian guy.
Didn't the French president yell at him?
I didn't see that. If Macron yelled at him,
I saw some. I didn't read too much into the story, but something like he gave him a stern talking to. Here's a picture of it.
They just showed him, and he's like futzing with his outfit, and he's just kind of looking around. He's like the kid at the dance who can't get anybody to dance with him because he's got this story going on.
Oh, dance kids!
So. They say, yeah, I mean, this is pretty bad, and the senators are kind of all on board that the Saudi Arabian government, without a doubt, had this journalist executed because he was writing things critical of the Saudi government. So what do you do from there is the question. And I don't know what people want out of this. It's like, because that's where I'm at. Like, okay, you know, Khashoggi was killed by the Saudi government. What do you do now? This guy was not an American citizen. He was in Turkey. This seems like a Turkey issue. And they should take it up with Saudi Arabia. The only thing, the connection he had to the United States is he worked for the Washington Post, I believe. But, you know, there were people at first were like, he's got a green card. He's got that. All that turned out to not be true. He was on like a work visa or something. So you'd have to have Turkey address this with Saudi Arabia, if anybody. And then what do you do? Go to war or something over this? I mean, it sucks. It's terrible. I think you should be called out. And I'm glad that these senators are doing that. But I always go, what now? You know, what do we do now? Now that we know this information, because I'm going to trust what the CIA is suggesting. I'd like to see a little more information, but they have messages. They have like WhatsApp messages. They have different communications between the Crown Prince and the people who are responsible for this murder. It's nuts, man. It's a crazy story that continues to unfold in front of our eyes here.
But then where does the United States come into play now that, you know, the only tie really was the Washington Post?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What is our involvement in this other than being like the world police? You know, go like, oh, country has done something bad. Saudi Arabia clearly, according to the CIA, did something bad here. So maybe you get on board with other countries at the United Nations. You put sanctions against them or you support some stuff like that. But I don't know if there are people calling for more to be done. I imagine there are. There generally are. But it's getting more attention now that these senators have been told. So if you hear somebody talking about that, now you know what they were referring to. I continue to be amazed by science, space. It's all happening. You know what I was thinking about just the other day? How nuts is this? Go back even to, like, the mid-1800s, right? Like, what kind of massive differences were there between the mid-1800s and all the way back to the time of Jesus Christ? Of course, yes, agriculture and a lot of things were developed along the way. I mean, that predates Jesus Christ by quite a bit, but you get what I'm saying here. And you see this stuff, and you go, wow, so all that time of human existence, we move forward a little bit. And then since the mid-1900s, we have just accelerated at an insane pace. And I see these stories about what NASA and other companies are doing, or you know, NASA, obviously a government organization, but SpaceX is a private organization doing similar things. After a two-year chase, a NASA spacecraft arrived Monday at the ancient asteroid Bennu, its first visitor in billions of years. The robotic explorer OSIRIS-REx pulled within 12 miles of the diamond-shaped space rock. It's going to get closer as the days go ahead, and it's going to go into orbit around the asteroid. So the asteroid's flying, it's going to orbit the asteroid, and it's going to get photos of this thing, it's going to explore this thing. It's about the size of an SUV, that's the NASA spacecraft. Hmm. And it's going to end up coming back at some point to Earth. It's 76 million miles away. It's going to shadow the asteroid for a year before scooping up some gravel.
Shadow that asteroid.
And it's going to return to Earth in 2023. It'll use a mechanical arm to momentarily touch down and vacuum up particles. And we'll have a piece of a friggin' asteroid.
Nice.
That is nuts, man. Wow.
Space.
I continue to be amazed by this stuff. I think it's phenomenal. It's so cool. And I'm going to suggest that this thing is not a robot, because otherwise I would have to be against it. I'm going to say that this is
a space vacuum cleaner.
Yes, an asteroid vacuum cleaner that serves,
like, from Spaceballs.
Serves a different purpose. Wait, things from Spaceballs are coming to reality.
Switch it from suck to blow.
It's coming to fruition now. So keep your eyes on that. Just pretty stunning stuff. Meanwhile, a Harvard grad student was asked to move from her dorm after her roommates discovered she was a gun owner. Now, I don't know if it's officially the dorms or not, but she lives in an apartment. She's a student in Harvard, as I said. She has several roommates. And this gets a little weird because I can understand. I can understand if you were placed in an apartment with somebody and they were a gun owner and you weren't comfortable having a gun in the house. I get that. I get that you might want to move elsewhere, have them move to a different location. Fine, I get that. But the way these girls, the roommates, found out that this student had a gun was they broke into her room and went through her stuff and found the gun.
Oh.
And to me, that is a huge privacy violation. And these students, yeah, maybe you put them somewhere else now, but they should be punished for this. This is a woman by the name of Layla Pierney, and she said she feels her roommates violated her privacy, and now they and her landlord are trying to violate her rights. A few weeks ago, I came back to my apartment from a weekend trip and was confronted by one of my roommates who asked if I had guns in the house. After being told far too many lies to count, my roommates finally admitted they searched my closet, under my bed, and all of my drawers in pursuit of finding my guns. While she was given several different explanations for why the roommates entered and searched her room, the 24-year-old said she felt her political beliefs and where she is from played a significant role in their actions. When I asked them why they were in my room to begin with, they each came up with a completely contradicting story, and none of which made any sense. They said, we saw that you have a MAGA hat, Make America Great Again.
MAGA, MAGA, MAGA.
And that you're from Alabama, so we just kind of assumed you had something. I asked why they didn't just call me to ask before intruding. One of the girls said that fear took over her body, and she felt compelled to search my room until she found proof. This is at least one side of the story, what she's saying.
I do wonder, because they're in a student dorm, if there is even really that much privacy. Like, an RA could come in whenever they want and search your room.
Can they?
Yeah.
But what about another student still wouldn't be able to do it? The RA would be able to go and search and see if she had a gun, if that was the case in the policy.
Yeah, they should have told the RA about it, but...
It sounds like they were at, like, an apartment building, though, which maybe, like, off-campus living or something.
Might be the case.
Where they wouldn't have that.
But if you are paying rent in this house, collectively, just to... live there, don't you have access to every room, or you're paying just for that room and that privacy?
I think you're paying for the shared quarters and your private quarters, but you can't go into somebody's private space.
Now, what if there was, like, fear of imminent danger? You know, there was a incident at UCF, 6 years ago, and if it wasn't for the roommate saying anything... I don't think the guy would have been caught.
This was this guy who had a plan at UCF to pull the fire alarm, and then he was going to shoot everybody who ran out into the hallway after that happened. I think in that case, they just went off the information that they had. They didn't go kind of rooting around through his stuff. So it would be a question about whether they were allowed to do that. And if they're not, those girls should be punished for going through her stuff. But the other one, and I'm going to be honest, I don't know the answer to this. If you're a roommate with somebody and you find out that they have a weapon, legally they have this weapon, they're allowed to have it, but can you get out of things like a lease? What if you signed a lease and now you're in there and you're financially responsible for a portion of that rent, and then you say, no, I don't feel safe because I don't like being around weapons. I don't know. That's a weird area. We'll have to ask Moses DeWitt about that.
Write it down.
Who's allowed to do that? This is actually something we can write down and then address later. But that was a whole big incident between her and her roommates. Let's go to your dispatches. You know why? Because you send them through the News Junkie app. And the least we can do is play them back, like this one from Lizard Queen.
Hey, Sean. I've just got a question for you.
Yeah?
You're always talking about how anti-robot and stuff you are.
Yes.
But don't you have Alexa and all of that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Because those are basically robots.
No.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Don't hit me with your logic, Lizard Queen. I don't like robots.
Or logic.
I love logic. I don't like robots that I think have a chance in replacing humans or attacking humans in some way. I like robots that assist and pose no fear. There's no risk of them.
So you're good with a Roomba.
I'm good with a Roomba.
Good with an Alexa.
Good with an Alexa. I'm not good with that thing that comes out of MIT that's running 100 miles an hour.
Are they robots if they don't move?
AI, that's the question. There's a difference between artificial intelligence in a robot. But the problem is if you give artificial intelligence the ability to do something that could then harm you at some point, now I think you're in bad robot territory. Mm-hmm. This is hard to flesh out. I mean, really, Lizard Queen, we're living in a strange time right now. And so you got to figure this stuff out in real time. Robots are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt about that.
And don't ever get into BRT, bad robot territory.
Mm-mm. You don't want to do that because that's when you know something has gone south. But I do like Alexa. I do like the ability that I could tell Alexa to change the temperature in my house.
Hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
Until Alexa's like, no.
I won't do
time
it.
Time for you to die.
I know. I'm going to get put on some robot list and all of the assistants.
Yeah. With all this talk here, absolutely.
All of a sudden, Alexa's like, current temperature, 120 degrees.
Whenever this happens, when the robot backlash begins, I'm going to be persona non grata. I'm being like number one on that 100% list.
100% because it will take them literally milliseconds to go back to that audio because of the data and the technology and robots to begin with.
You're going
to
be patient zero, the first human with robot AIDS.
Yes, just,
you've got robot AIDS.
It's going to happen quickly, but I'm willing to risk that for the greater benefit of human existence.
What a hero.
I just got to save everybody. And my pursuit of anti-robot truth.
You need to take some time off.
For what?
With all the hero stuff and the making up of phrases.
Making up of phrases?
Yeah, I believe, and I quote, I believe this radio person who's the greatest radio personality of all time.
Yeah.
Had said radio is a fickle beast. Uh-huh. Turns out you were talking about yourself.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, like, I want
to
make sure
I'm failing to see the problem here.
You need a vacation, you know? You're doing a lot for the people, nothing for yourself.
No, I can do both. I can do both. And I can provide the information to keep the people safe from robots and then also come here and do the show every day. Plus, there's a big-ass Christmas break coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll just be able to kick back then. When we come back, there's going to be a little bit of chaos in your world tomorrow. I think this is a bad idea and a bad time to do it, but wait until you hear what's happening tomorrow, and that information's coming up next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
A safe haven of sorts for all of the 95 percenters. This is the News Junkie.
What's happening tomorrow that is probably not a good idea? It's going to be real inconvenience. I'll tell you in just a second, but I wanted to read you this email real quick. And this was sent in by the person who sold that VIP ticket earlier. So what they said was, I'll keep their name out of it, tips@thenewsjunkie.com. Good afternoon, Mr. Wasson. My father had a health scare over the weekend, which requires him to have a bypass heart surgery on the 15th. That's the same date of the Just Okay holiday party. I will have to stay overnight. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend the most awesome event by you guys for the year because of this. I reached out to Ticketmaster, and they have refunded my ticket. So if somebody wants to grab a VIP ticket to Just Okay, there's one up for grabs. I'm bummed I have to miss this because it would have been my first Just Okay event with all the performances, swag bag, and all that stuff. But family comes first, and I have to be there. Thank you all for everything you do. We love you guys, and you have a kick-ass event, says this person. Well, obviously, our thoughts are with you and your father going through this. And hell yeah, I mean, you got to be with family. That's more important than going to this right now.
100%, and we are sending all the positive and healing energy so that it is a quick an easy recovery for your dad.
Yeah, it's a tough thing, a tough time to go through it, and it just happened to land on that day. So here's the weird thing. I don't see on my app that the sale went back through, but when I put it down to one ticket, it does. Oh, there it is. It's still there. You could still snag the one single VIP ticket. You got to go to justokparty.com, and you have to move the quantity down to one, and then it appears. And it says VIP small shirt. But don't worry, just email me after you buy it, and we'll get you the right size shirt at the event. I know there were some people dying for that, and I know it's not two, which makes it a little more difficult. But if you wanted a VIP ticket, this is your only chance to get it right here. Just one lonesome one over at justokparty.com. And somebody had like put it in their cart earlier, and then they just were hoarding it. Now it's back out there. So snag it today at some point when you can get your hands on that ticket at justokparty.com. I was getting the VIP bags ready last night. Damn, man. You know, there was one thing that was, I was like, I want to get this. And then I couldn't pull it off. I couldn't get it for all the VIP bags. And I go, oh, man. And I started counting over all the things. I was like, this is a damn good VIP bag.
Yeah.
Popping.
Like, yeah, this, I mean, if I went to an event and I got this for a VIP bag, I would be thrilled. And so that's sort of what we're trying to hit with everybody else. So we hope you enjoy not just that, but the entire night. Don't miss it for the world, unless, of course, your father has some sort of ailment and you've got to be in the hospital to support him. Then we fully understand that. So, yeah, thanks and thoughts with the person who sent that email in. Here's what's happening tomorrow, and this is going to be chaos, man. We are just about to kick in to the craziest shipping time of the year. The whole month of December is nuts. I mean, you can imagine what the post office is like, and you're trying to get packages, and you're trying to get presents on time. I even saw a website the other day that said, want guaranteed Christmas delivery, order by this Friday. I said, man, that seems early to be doing the guaranteed Christmas delivery.
That's scary.
I usually see that on like the 22nd or something. And so you would think you would have a couple more weeks at least. But tomorrow, mail service across the country will be suspended for President Bush's state funeral. If you're planning on receiving or sending mail on Wednesday, you're going to have to wait an extra day.
Do they always suspend mail service for that?
I don't know if they do, but I've never heard it before.
They're suspending everything. Like Robinhood, my stocks app, emailed me saying that they're going to be, you know, it's going to be
markets are closed.
Markets are closed. You could still trade cryptocurrency.
Why? Yeah, so it's a full-on like federal shutdown. According to the USPS, all post offices will close on Wednesday, and regular mail service will be suspended. USPS says package delivery will also be limited on Wednesday. Wednesday's suspension of the mail service is part of a federal government closure order by President Donald Trump. Trump issued an executive order on Saturday to close the federal government as a mark of respect for George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st president of the United States. Many other government offices close tomorrow as well. So, like, if you got to do something, think to yourself, is this a government building that I'm going to? And if the answer is yes, well, guess what? That government building is likely going to be closed. That includes the Social Security Administration and others. And like Sabrina just said, domestic stock markets not open tomorrow as well. Right smack dab in the middle of the week. It's going to be a little bit weird. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm, DeWittLaw.com. That's DeWittLaw.com. And if you've been in an accident, this is the way that you can make sure you're covered afterwards. You remember to reach out to the DeWitt Law Firm, because they'll go up against the insurance companies. They'll make sure you're in a good spot and protected throughout the process. So when you or a loved one is in an accident, call 1-800-DEWITT-LAW. Moses handles this stuff all the time, and he's ready for you and your family. And never forget, on the weekends, if this happens, like a lot of accidents do on the weekends, you won't be forced through to some service. You won't have to wait for an email response. You're going to be put right through to Moses DeWitt and the DeWitt Law Firm to make sure you get help immediately. A coach's wife is behind bars for sex with one of the players on her husband's team, but she has a defense. She says her teen lover was a willing participant, and what she did was no crime at all. Kelsey McCarter, 29 years old, wants a Tennessee court to dismiss a lawsuit brought by a 14-year-old boy. He alleges he was molested by her after she and her husband invited him into his home.
What? Both?
The wife of a former high school football coach says she had sex with one of his players because he wanted it. She said, he was begging for this. The 14-year-old boy disagrees. She says she and her husband invited him inside. The boy repeatedly had sex while he was living with her and her husband. He ended up staying there.
It was overnight.
Yeah, like I think he might end up staying for a while at this house. The lawsuit also names Knox County School Board, was filed earlier this year. It alleges that when the boy was 14, Kelsey McCarter began abusing him starting in July 2014. The lawsuit alleges the abuse continued until January 2016. 2 years! The relationship ended when an inappropriate picture of Kelsey McCarter began to circulate among students on social media. That means that this kid shared that photo with somebody on the campus, and they all started spreading this around, and they go, wait a second, how's there a nude photo of a teacher making the rounds right now? Justin McCarter was the boys' football coach at South Doyle High School in Knoxville, Tennessee.
So husband knew about it.
It sounded like maybe he did, unless they were really doing it behind his back, but I don't know. It seems like maybe he might have been in on this. And if so, why wouldn't he be charged? Because they don't mention that in this article. But we're kind of assuming here. We'll see what happens with this story moving forward. He wanted it is not the best defense to have. No. Here's Super Ska Master with a dispatch.
So in regards to this whole search in the room because they thought she had guns.
The roommate.
I never was in a frat, but I've known people who were in frats. And even in a frat house, it's pretty known that you don't go into another person's room without either, you know, permission or knocking. And, you know, you don't go rooting around their things. Like, yeah, the frat house is a shared quarters, but you have your private room because that's what it is, a private room
right,
for you to go and sleep and just have time to yourself. So, Sean, I'm completely with you. If there's a possibility for these girls to be punished for going into this girl's room and rifling through her things, like, yeah, let them be punished, because that's just absolutely ridiculous.
It
I
is.
Mean, she has every right to be mad, because if I were in the situation, I would be mad. So that's just my two cents, you know. So you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Super Scar Master. Yeah, you can say, well, we were afraid that you had a gun, so we just, that immediately allows us to vacate your Fourth Amendment rights, and we could just go through all your stuff. It doesn't work like that. It's just not the way freedoms work in this country. You can say to whoever at the school or anybody else you want to, hey, we think she has a gun that makes us uncomfortable, so we don't want to live with her. Really, that should have been like a really early on discussion. Hey, we got to be roommates? Yeah. You got a gun? Yeah. Oh, maybe this won't be the best setup for us, because some people are going to take issue with that. But you can't take it upon yourself to go, we're going to discover this. She if she's legally in her rights to have that gun, you're violating the law. You're the one who's doing something wrong if you take it to that extent and start searching through her stuff. When we come back, we'll talk about a group of people that is joining together with a successful campaign. And they say they've been ignored for far too long. And they've been portrayed as the bad guy over and over again. And enough is enough. Who are these people? We're going to find out together next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Make your smart speaker smarter. Hey, Google, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Hunter.
Real Radio 104.1.
The game of magnets. Taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie.
Striking a pose. Smiling in photos without any reason with people that I'll ever know. I'm out of control. Living a fictional prose. I took an oath. It's killing me though. Cause I don't believe in the things that I do.
We'll get some more of your dispatches in just a moment. I've never heard anything like this before. But it's actually interesting to think about. There's a campaign going on right now by a charity, and they're representing people with facial scars, burns, and disfigurements. And they say now they've got the British Film Institute to say that they will no longer fund through the national lottery. That's the stuff that they use to actual publicly fund movie productions in the UK. They will no longer fund any films that feature villains with facial scars or disfigurements, seeing as it promotes an untrue and weirdly pervasive stereotype. Do you think people look at that and go, like, the bad guy always has like a slash on his face or something?
Mm-hmm.
And you think that people actually connect that to, if you have a facial scar, you must be a bad human being because of your portrayal in these movies?
I don't know. It could be possible. And not even that you notice you're doing it. Maybe it takes you a second or a conversation with that person to go from, oh, I feel a little bit less apprehensive even you look cool now.
I just think there's a lot of people in the movies, period, with facial stuff. Now, there definitely is a lot of bad guys with, like the Joker, you know, like, sliced up face, and they got, like, issues and scars and stuff like that. But it's also weird to say you won't fund any movies that have the bad guy has any disfigurements, like scars on his face. That's weird to do that, to like go and enforce this and
it's very specific.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your movie is good. Your movie's promoting something great. We're really excited about your project, but your bad guy in the story has a little slice underneath his eye from something that happened. We can't do this.
Now, if the person who is in charge of this move has a massive birthmark or scar on their face, I could completely understand why they've come out with this.
They said, let's see here. It's a successful campaign for this charity. Blah, blah, blah. They say, it's astonishing to think that films have used visible difference as a shorthand for villainy so often and for so long. That's this group called Changing Faces, and it's hashtag I am not your villain. The time has come for this to stop. Changing Faces is doing an incredible job of changing attitudes toward disfigurement and making a positive impact on people's lives, and this campaign will enable people for the film industry through to the public to gain better understanding of the lives of those with a visible difference. Everybody's got a group now. People with scars on their faces have a group that's helping them out and protecting them. We're finding our groups, man, our tribes, whoever we can find to gather up with, and then we can say, how is the rest of the world screwing us up? What can I say is everybody else's fault? And we can rally together. So no more villains with scars, at least in the UK, if you want some public funding. Let's go to your dispatches. Here's Alex with a very first ever dispatch. Let's hope it's good.
What's up, junkies? Longtime listener, first time dispatcher. Just want to say y'all are doing a great job. Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to you, Alex. I wish everybody just swung by with that for the first dispatch.
Happy holidays.
It's just very, very nice, and we appreciate that. Here's Aria's papa.
Back to what you were talking about earlier, things that don't make sense in 2018. I had a get off my lawn moment a couple weeks ago and yelled at a cat to get off my wife's car and said, I'm going to kill you. Get out of here. And my neighbor called the dog police, and they came out and wanted to speak to me because I threatened to kill a cat. I just wanted it off my car. I don't want to kill it.
Yeah, I've never heard of the dog police. I guess there's folks who, animal control or whatever, who are responsible for this stuff. How about the person keeps their cat secured and on their property?
Wow.
This is the weird thing about when you go into some neighbors, it's a big suburbia thing. Don't see it too much downtown just because it's not how things play out. But if you go through suburbia, there's so many people with outside cats. People with outside cats all over the place. Outside cats are actually a terrible idea.
Why?
Because outside cats massacre every living thing that they come in contact with.
Like rats and snakes? And
birds, rats, snakes, lizards.
Circle of life, man.
They are. Yeah, but they're the ones in the circle of life that is just, they're absolutely murderous creatures. They're very skilled at killing things. And sometimes they just kill them for sport. Like, just for the fun of it. I remember seeing my cat Garfield one time way back when. He buried himself down in the grass. Like
a cat named Garfield?
Oh, yeah. It looked like Garfield. Hence the name Garfield. And he, like, kind of pushes himself down into the grass. And I was like, what is he doing? And all of a sudden, he leaps up into the air, like 6 feet into the air, and catches a bird that was flying by and just drills it. And I remember seeing the number of birds killed by cats each year, and it was, I don't believe the number, I just don't, because it was that crazy. Let me see if I can find this. My internet is so slow over here today, by the way. It's just an absolute disaster. So if you can see number of cats killed by birds per year, let me know what that is.
Number of birds killed by cats?
I'm sorry, number of birds killed by cats.
I mean, how could they even get that kind of
I don't know. The USA Today cites a study. They say, in the continental U.S., right, just in the United States, 3.7 billion birds killed by cats. I don't know if I can believe that number, but that's stunning. That's absolutely stunning.
It's a dog-eat-cat-eat-bird world we're living in.
It's something. These animals outside do a lot of damage. Bring your cat inside. It's going to be fine. These animals are great. I mean, if you already have an outside cat, just make sure it's not doing too much damage. Here's Chops the Trash Man.
I'm from the Sean in the Box.
House of Chains.
Make your dispatch make sense.
Please. Do it for you.
Make your dispatch good.
All right. Thank you, Chops. Let's keep moving with Stanky McChronic.
What up, News Junkies?
Hey, you.
See Lane Sabrina, Sean?
Yep.
A great day today. Just want to say I'm excited to be at the Just Okay Holiday Party.
Nice!
I already got a room booked at the Howard Johnson right down the street, so whenever we start partying, come find me, Stanky McChronic. Come bring some goodies for everybody.
Goodies! Yeah.
Have a blast. Get weird. Whoop, whoop.
What do you mean by goodies?
Poppy, poppy.
What does goodies mean?
Hot pockets.
I can imagine where he's going. Let's talk to Cody. Go ahead, Cody.
All of the goodies. That's what I meant by that. All of the goodies.
Is that you, and now you're on the phone?
That was me. Yeah.
Wait, what are you doing? What kind of weird world am I wandering in?
He did. He called in before you played his dispatch.
You're calling and dispatching? What's up, Cody?
It was amazing. The facial scarring, man. I can understand how it is absolutely terrifying sometimes. I just watched a commercial for the Wounded Warrior Project. Great cause, helps a lot of people, but the dude had like 10th degree burns on his face, his nose and all that, and my first thought was, God, he's in a horror movie somewhere, and it shows his daughter kissing him, and I screamed. It's just, I can understand why they're trying to keep that out of the movies. You know, it puts a bad face on a...
Yeah, I think some of that may be impact that movies have had, where the villain has some scars on his face, or a villain has a burn on his face. The rest of it is just, I mean, a burn on somebody's face looks tough. It's bad. It's rough to look at.
And rough to touch.
You're just being realistic about this. It's like, I'll be honest with you. During the day, at least twice a day, they play this charity commercial on CNN. And I always see it out of the corner of my eye. And it's all these adorable little kids with just horrible malformations and different things that are wrong with them. And when you look, you go, whoa, God, that's an average human reaction. If anything, it's probably baked into you evolutionarily because you go, hey, I'm searching for somebody who I think looks healthy in this world. And when you see somebody who doesn't look healthy like that, it's just built into us to be pushed away by that. And I think that's what you see here. But the horror movie thing, that trope, certainly doesn't help things out. Let's go to the Balloon Knot Baron.
Hey, what's up, News Junkie? So the Oreo run... First time I heard about that was on the old TV show Blue Mountain State.
I've never heard
of it. Apparently, when they race, whoever loses has to eat the Oreo.
No.
So, anyways, wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
I never watched this show.
Oh, it's really, really funny. I forget what it's on, but I think it's on Hulu or Netflix now.
It's about a football team, Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State, a college football team, but it's not really, it's like a party house, frat boy kind of thing.
Is it like a TV show version of Varsity Blues? You never seen Varsity Blues?
No, I have not.
How have you seen this show, but you never seen Varsity Blues?
I don't know. I just watched this one instead. I thought there would be the same thing, but it's really funny. And then they also have a movie that just came out, like all about Thad. That's really funny.
Oh, a movie related to that whole, the same world?
Yes.
See, I've never heard of any of that.
I used to watch Varsity Blues on Mondays at my old job, but then the big boss came by and said we couldn't do that anymore.
You're winding up here. Michael Scott, Mondays, Movie Mondays. And my favorite is, nobody else cares except for me and you right now. Maybe not even you. Where he goes in with all of those bags of popcorn, and he's the only one who eats popcorn. Ah, it's great.
Good times.
Yeah, it's fantastic. When we come back, there was an award ceremony, and all was going well until it wasn't. What happened? You're going to learn in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio. Real Radio. Real Radio. Real Radio. 104.1.
Join in on the chaos. We eagerly await your dispatch. This is the News Junkie.
I want you to know, oh, ooh, I got the magic fire, got the good
sound. Don't forget, you can, throughout the entire month of December, benefit for playing live trivia. You get on that daily scoreboard. That means you just have to pay attention for one show, and then the next day you play, and bam! If you're on top of that scoreboard and kicking ass, you are going to get yourself perhaps a Christmas prize upgrade from that daily scoreboard on the News Junkie app. If you don't have the app at all, jump in on it. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store and get all set up and ready to go. There's another secret show out right now. You can check that out as well. And if you are not subscribed, well, I mean, I would encourage you to do it now. But starting next week and throughout the month of December, there is going to be another free trial for Secret Show subscribers. Celebrate the holidays for you, yourself, or you know, maybe somebody else who you want to give a subscription over at GetSecretShows.com. And thank you if you're owed a magnet for your patience. There's so much going on now. All the magnets that are owed are going to have to go out in the month of January, but it will happen soon. The robots theme continues on. Now, this is a robot doing something good, so I like that. And I think it has little potential for backfiring and hurting anybody. It's helping people, in fact. New robots are helping to protect patients in Farmington, New Mexico, from germs. The San Juan Regional Medical Center added a second one of these robots. It's called True-D Smart Robot. True-D Smart Robot. And they clean the rooms with UV light. Think about how crazy this is. Cleaning with UV light is wild to me. I still don't quite get it.
I don't either, because I thought UV was bad for us if we're exposed to it too much.
Well, I don't get that you could just flash a light on something and it cleans the germs from it. That's weird as hell to me.
Is it like, is there heat involved?
No, there's no heat at all. There's no, like, there's no friction. There's none of that going on. It's just ultraviolet light. And, excuse me, what these machines do is they go in to a room. Like, let's say they had some patients in there. The True-D bots go into the room. They determine how large the room is. And they use their sensors to calculate the amount of energy they need to disinfect the entire room. And then, boom, they like shoot out this UV light that kills any lingering pathogens in the space. It's wild and pretty impressive that they can do that. They've had this technology for a while. I mean, it's been used in fish tanks and stuff. You have like UV filters and the water will go through.
Mm-hmm.
It just kills the stuff in the water just from a light flashing on it.
The average bacterium will be killed in 10 seconds at a distance of 6 inches from the lamp in an American ultraviolet germicidal fixture.
Doesn't that seem weird? Like there's no real reaction going on.
Yeah, you want to see it. It's kind of like not having that physical feeling of taking your Lysol wipe and
right.
then like bringing it over, like, you know, you've cleaned it. It's weird to say and look at a light and hope that you see a difference. I don't know.
The thing is, there's no resolution, right? Like there's not, like when you have the wipes, like you say, you're watching it happen and you go, me doing that, I just annihilated those germs.
Well, only 99.9% of them.
I annihilated almost all of them. And then you go to something like this UV light and nothing changes. The light just flashes down very quickly and yet everything dies in there. Pretty wild how that whole process works. Back to your dispatches in a second. But there was a facepalm moment, I should say, at this event. The ceremony was in Paris for this inaugural Women's Ballon d'Or.
Oui, oui, hold on.
And there is a famous soccer player by the name of Ada Hegerberg. And Ada Hegerberg plays for the Norwegian national team. And also the French team, Lyon, L-Y-O-N. So she was awarded the first ever Women's Ballon d'Or at this event, basically saying she was the women's sports champion for all of Europe.
Okay.
So a big ass thing to give out to somebody. She's 23 years old and a very, very popular European female football player. Now, she goes up to accept her award, which is basically like, hey, this is the first time we've done this for females, and it's kind of a big moment. In fact, you could tell because the camera shots are all like women reacting to her winning this. And then there's this guy up there who's the co-host of the event, Martin Slovig. You're not going to be able to hear this because obviously it's another language, but hang on.
Ada Hegerberg!
Ada Hegerberg! That's her. And he calls her up. Dramatic, big moment. She goes up there. And then, in all this seriousness, He asks her if she will twerk. Okay, I don't want he to. Says to her as she's getting this award, hey, will you twerk? And she goes, no. And she got mad and, like, walked out of the event.
Is that a thing? Like, well, it's tradition here in France to twerk when receiving an award.
I've never heard this before. He asked her to twerk, and then she said no. Instead of that, when she walked away, he asked her to dance to Fly Me to the Moon. They did that for a few seconds, and she bounced out of there right afterwards. In a second, you'll hear him responding to this whole thing in English. All right, here he is. He kicked on his camera.
Well, guys, I'm a little bit amazed, astonished by what I'm reading on the internet. I, of course, didn't want to offend anyone.
Uh-oh, he knows he's in trouble.
Comes from a distortion of my English level and my English culture level, which is not obviously not enough because...
you weren't speaking English.
I didn't mean to offend anyone, and I didn't know that this could be seen as such an offense, especially if you consider the sequence in total.
Man, I love nothing more than hearing somebody just backpedal.
Well, you do it in America, and I thought that everybody do it, but I guess it's not appropriate.
I don't understand. He said, my English language skills could be partially to blame. How? He wasn't speaking English when he was doing that.
Well, twerk means waltz in France.
He said twerk to her, and I guess it was... DJ Martin Slovig during this event, and now he's getting a little heat and running backwards. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He's just headed in the other direction as quickly as he possibly can. Let's go over to Tomoka Beer Guy.
Hey, guys. Looking forward to the bike drive hanging out on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Look forward to seeing everybody. I also wanted to share something for those that are in the giving spirit but maybe can't afford to do a bike or something. A friend of myself and you guys, Ashley, who's also known as Here for the Beer on the app, is hosting a toy drive at the Sourglass location of the Longwood Hourglass Brewing thing on Saturday from 2 to 5. Should be awesome. There's some prizes and stuff. Check it out.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that. You know, when people come in with this stuff, that's why I hate... you know, it's like, great, this is for a good cause, but I can't verify whether or not they're really going to give this stuff to the right place. Yeah. It's like somebody emailed me earlier, and you know who you are. And they're like, hey, we wanted to do this thing where we do an auction for some of these magnets and raise money for the bike. I can't get into your accounting, so I can't tell if what you're doing is on board. And I'm going to give you all the credit in the world. It probably is. But that's why I don't like that stuff. So I hope that's a great event, and I hope it all works out. We're doing the bike event on Friday. And I can guarantee you that all of that money, all the bikes, it all goes to a great cause. And we make sure those bikes get to these kids in Central Florida and they're underneath their trees for Christmas or whenever they can get these kids the bikes that you want them to have. Let's move over to DeLand Nomad.
Hey, what's up, junkies? About the girl missing from Florida, if you haven't seen the movie on Netflix, it's called... 14 cameras, and there was one before it called 13 cameras. It's about
one
this
better.
Really creepy guy that sets up the cameras
in
a rental house.
It's in my queue.
And on the second one, on the 14
real?
Cameras,
mm-hmm.
he sets it up in an Airbnb
no.
type deal.
But it could be.
Like a horror movie?
Want to stay in one again. Anyway, check it out. Kind of sounds a little fishy like what went on, but anyway. Wiggle, wiggle, pop out.
Thank you to Land Nomad. Yeah, I've always been kind of weirded out by the Airbnb thing, and it's for a different reason, really. And I bet if I did it once, I'd be totally fine with it, and it wouldn't bother me at all. I'm weirded out by, like, the whole interaction back and forth. Like, how do you get the keys from this person? Are they hanging out at the house? I don't want the other person to be hanging out at the house.
You've stayed in an Airbnb,
no,
though.
I've never used an Airbnb, no.
Oh, yeah, you have options. You can rent a private room, or you can do the entire house. I mean, that's all indicated in the Airbnb. They'll say, like, either there's a lockbox or they'll meet you,
uh-huh.
and there's a certain way of checking in and out. I mean, I've been to an Airbnb where I never saw the person before.
Yeah.
But then I've been in an Airbnb where I could hear the person because I was just staying in a room.
Yeah, see, I would do the one where it was just like, it was just like staying in a hotel. You know, you go there, you get in, you don't have to interact with this person. You interact with them through the online stuff and through feedback, and hopefully all goes well. I don't know. There's just something weird about it to me. I don't blame them in the slightest for what happened to this poor woman. I blame the sick son of a bitch that did it. and they're going to figure out more about exactly what happened. Of course, if you don't know the story, this is the woman who went to Costa Rica for her birthday. She's a Floridian. She lives in South Florida. And she didn't come back. She missed her flight and everything, and her friends and family were all worried. And yesterday they had a press conference, and they said they found a body like 200 yards out from this Airbnb she stayed at. So the news media loves that. They love that. Because Airbnb, a lot of these companies don't even advertise. Like a lot of the new companies, they'll do it every once in a while. They usually do it when they get in trouble, when something bad happens. So the news media outlets like to make it about something that's not. And in this case, they like to make it about Airbnb. I just think this is about a sick human being. We are back in just a second with the final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut. And today I'm going to wrap everything up for a Tuesday. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Filling you in on the shocking details. Just try not to pass out. This is the News Junkie. And in the rain, I scream your
name. So darling, just you shut your pretty mouth. I know I mean no. Final dispatches. Stories that didn't make the cut. And today I learned to wrap everything up for a Tuesday. Here we are, just 11 days away from the 5th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. Downtown Orlando, the biggest party of the year is headed your way, so make sure you have your tickets at justokparty.com. Before we get into these dispatches, I loved the video of this study that they did down at Key Largo. It was so cool. At the place called Dolphins Plus Marine Mammal Response or whatever, they did this test to see if dolphins, because they do a lot of intelligence tests on dolphins, to see if dolphins would watch TV. And so they put this TV up by the like aquarium that the dolphins were in, and they put SpongeBob SquarePants on it.
Aye, aye.
And the dolphins would watch the show. Like the dolphins would stop and analyze and see that there was a show on there.
That's so cool.
And they would nod their heads or like, you know, swim around erratically to acknowledge that they were seeing something here. And it's such a, it's always weird to think that there's somebody right now studying that, like studying what, how a dolphin would react to television. And then they may have to make all the decisions, like what are we playing for them? And they tried to see if dolphins preferred shows with more realistic or animated marine settings. And then they're gauging their reaction. They haven't released all like the data yet.
Yeah, I'm just saying now, not a huge fan of Shawshank Redemption dolphins.
They said, among bottlenose dolphins, males watched the television longer and responded behaviorally significantly more, displaying a higher rate of bubble and aggressive behavior than females did. Male rough-toothed dolphins displayed significantly more aggressive behaviors than females did. And they also discovered even hearing-impaired dolphins paid close attention to the videos. The moving pictures caught their attention. Just really cool that they do that stuff. Speaking of that, did you guys see the progress right now that's going on? They're building a new hotel down south at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino down there.
Oh, yeah?
Have you seen the photo of the hotel?
No.
Look it up. You'll see it. Look up Hard Rock, you know, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel, and you'll see what this thing looks like. And they're worried that it might be too distracting because it's pretty close to a main thoroughfare. I think it's right next to I-95 or very close to it. And they're worried that people are going to be like slowing down to look at this because it's such an interesting building.
Oh, wow.
The hotel is a gigantic guitar, and it's like in the shape of a guitar up into the sky.
That's insane.
It's wild looking. But because it's so close to 95, they think people might be like rubbernecking and slowing down.
Oh, I'm sure. But then eventually they will just ignore it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to look at. It's pretty amazing. Let's put that on See It Now if we can, Celine, in the News Junkie app, this building that people are talking about and discussing whether or not it's too distracting for drivers. It's too late now. It's done. You got a giant-ass guitar building. And it's pretty cool, but we'll have that up in just a moment. in the See It Now section of the News Junkie app. Let's go to those final dispatches and start things off with Miss Brandy with a dispatch.
So I'm listening to your show from yesterday about the woman that's missing in Costa Rica, and it makes me think about what happened to me this year in September. We decided to try Airbnb in Paris. The description said it was a well-lit apartment in a great area, walking distance to the Moulin Rouge. It sounds great until we actually got there, and I could have sworn we were in the Pine Hills of Paris. Talk about ghetto. It was very, very bad. Felt very unsafe area. We contacted Airbnb. We told them that this description was a bold-faced lie. This was in a bad area. We got all of our money back.
Nice.
But last I checked, that post was still up on Airbnb, and the description hadn't changed. So I don't think Airbnb really gives a crap about your safety. So anybody that, you know, wants to do Airbnb, I don't know, think again. I would much rather stay in a hostel or a hotel.
The problem is, if you really want to nail it, you got to do a little more research, because you can't just trust the people posting this stuff.
You could book a hotel in a bad neighborhood, and I've had this happen to me, where my mom booked a hotel for us to stay somewhere, and I went, oh my gosh, I need you next time to get on Google Street View and just look around the block where our hotel is.
Because they're not going to tell you, like, hey, this is a beautiful place, but by the way, it's in a terrible neighborhood. And it's dangerous here.
That's why it's worth looking at reviews nowadays, because people that have a terrible experience, they're going to do.
Yeah, they're going to write about bad much faster than they're going to write about good. And you would hope that information gets out there. The problem is that Airbnb, with so many listings, there's no way on earth they could control all of that. That's one of the issues they're facing. Here's Nas with a dispatch.
I told him not to put the goat in here. Now he has eaten the magnet. Good Lord.
This day needs to end. Here's Bust Me Downs.
You just referred to the rendering of a journalist as something that you can't do anything about, but demanded rendering justice because a girl's stuff got rifled through in a college dorm room. Little self-analysis probably wouldn't hurt there, buddy. Still love you guys. Bye.
All right, Bust Me Downs. Let's go back through that. First of all, did you say rendering? I think you mean like rendition? If that's what you're talking about, that's not what rendition is. When you like kidnap somebody to interrogate them, this was just a murder. They just murdered a journalist.
Yeah, they rendered him dead.
Yeah,
they rendered him armless and footless.
They rendered a verdict on him that he should die inside that embassy in Turkey. And I didn't say that the guy Khashoggi or whatever shouldn't get justice. Absolutely, he should. But who's going to dole out that justice? This is not an American citizen. It didn't happen on U.S. soil. So the other countries involved should handle this. I'm not a fan of this whole, like, the USA, we're the policemen of the world, and we must be involved in everything. If you want to say that U.S. policy, because he worked for a U.S.-based company, and he was in this country on a work visa, should be that we try to punish Saudi Arabia, I'm all for it. And by the way, I didn't need the Khashoggi killing to be all for punishing Saudi Arabia. They have absolutely horrific human rights violations that happen every single year in that country. This is just one thing that we're connecting with because it was a guy who wrote for a major publication. So I have problems way, way beyond what's happening here. Let's go to Anime King.
That is exactly what it is, Sean. It is the movie turned in to a TV show. Exactly what it is.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. But it is that. Yes, it's that. We're both in agreement. How about this first-time dispatch? Here's Chris-O.
What's up, Junkie and crew?
Hey.
On the outside cats. I mean, outside cats, but feral cats are a real problem.
Yeah.
Especially in Australia. I don't know if you guys knew this, but it's a crazy problem. And you can find hunters.
Yeah, they hunt them.
With compound bows on the front or in a hunting magazine in Australia, getting rid of feral cats that are devastating.
That's nuts.
Basically native life or species like bunnies or birds and whatnot.
Oh, nobody knows this because we have this adorable version of cats. And I love cats. I have a cat. But cats are killing machines, man. They go out there and they are killing machines. And Australia has such a big problem with it because it's an island and it's an island nation that has all these animals there that are perfect targets for cats. So they've clamped down on it big time. They don't look at cats the same way in Australia as we do here. And you're absolutely right. There are people who go out and actively hunt the animals to stop them from killing birds and other small rodents and stuff. One more. Here's Square.
Hey, guys. On the disfigured villain thing, you know, aren't all villains, they have some kind of issue that makes them who they are? I mean, disfigured or not, mentally, inside, outside. I mean, what's the difference? We're getting a little nitpicky when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Sure.
I mean, not that we don't all already know all this. So, just want to throw in my two cents. Later.
This is like, there's not a lot of nuance in the discussion about these people where they say, look, all the villains or a lot of villains have had scars on their faces. So now people look at other folks with scars on their faces in a negative way. It's like, all right, thank you for that thought bubble. But what now? You know, I think there's a quest for so many people to figure out why they're being victimized. Like, that, what happened to me? Who can I go after for it? And Hollywood did this to me, and now I face a different life because the villains in movies had scars. It's really fishing for stuff. You see that a lot, I think. But, all right, we've heard the thought. Let's move on. Let's talk about this for political correctness gone mad. In Amsterdam, the left-wing city council has removed their famous sign that said, I Amsterdam.
Oh, no.
The iconic sign they said was too individualistic.
But that's where people take a picture in front of.
I Amsterdam gone, they said. They came to the conclusion the sign opposed progressive values and rejected community spirit, which is absolutely nuts. The message of I Amsterdam is that we're all individuals in the city. We want to show something different. Diversity, tolerance, and solidarity. You see that? Like, individualism is bad to some of these people. Individualism is bad. That is nuts. Let's do Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
It is Today I Learned for a Tuesday, December 4th, 2018. 7 stories from around the web and around the world and all that good stuff. Let's get into it. We're a little behind. Today I Learned, paparazzi, totally different than the police, once misidentified the lead singer of this group.
Oh, Blondie.
Blondie is right. They once misidentified Debbie Harry of Blondie for film star Lindsay Lohan. When that happened in 2012, Lindsay Lohan was 25 years old and Debbie Harry was 66 years old.
Good for her.
Kind of a compliment to her that they thought she looked like a 25-year-old pop star.
Or Lindsay Lohan looks like a 66-year-old who does cocaine. A
little bit of that. Today I learned the world's most expensive mobile number, the telephone number that costs the most, 666-6666, sold for £1.5 million
in
2006. Today I learned one of the guys from this show.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody is right.
We'd never have gotten that.
Mr. Phil Lewis killed a woman named Isabel Duarte.
Not so sweet.
In 1991. He's the guy who's like the bellhop. His alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit, and he was charged with manslaughter and sentenced to 5 years in prison. He got out and got into teaching acting classes as part of his 350 hours of community service. Today, they're in and around Catalonia, Spain. Nativity scenes traditionally include, you know, they got the whole nativity thing going on, but also a figure of a man pooping. They call this a saganer or caganer, and it's a figurine depicted in the act of defecation right in the middle of the nativity scene.
I'm getting that from my family.
One more real quick. We got to skip to the last one. I'm sorry, we're running out of time. We've got to move. Today I learned this band.
Green Day.
Rancid.
Nope. It's a gang.
It's
a type of a dog,
the
and
Crips.
Then a gang. A dog with a real good nose.
A good nose.
Boxer Crip.
A bloodhound
gang.
Bloodhound gang. Today I learned Bloodhound Gang made up a song completely created out of Ralph Wiggum quotes. The guy, the awkward dude from The Simpsons. They took all his quotes to make a song.
Why would you not play?
What? I like this one. I've done it like 10 times, by the way. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow for the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Jim Colbert Show is coming up next, followed by Corporate Time with Tom and Dan. And it's all right here on Real Radio.
Now I am the cup, tastes as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.